Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief Crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Bo. You know, he's dope.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're going to love you on how we just chill.
To another beautiful night, everybody. What a privilege to open with a song like that and with a man who did that. You know what I'm saying? A Plus, what's good with you, my homie?
Hey, what's happening, man? Thanks for having me on here, man.
For real, what's good?
Oh, man. It's a pleasure, man. And it's crazy. That 93 Until Infinity is still my, you know, I'm a huge Hieroglyphics fan, you know what I'm saying? But it's still like my morning song. Like, if I know I'm going to have a good day, you know, you wake up in the morning, it's like, man, this could be a good day. I always throw on 93 Until Infinity, man, because it's going to start my day off right, man. So that's what's up. But again, pleasure to have you on here, man. Like I said, it, you know, I try to represent real hip-hop and definitely bring the architects back to the table, you know what I'm saying, and hopefully people start doing the history and bringing, you know what I'm saying, the real music back, which you've carried for a long time. So what's new in your world, my friend?
Oh, man, first of all, I want to say thanks for having me on here. I appreciate it. That's a good look. And, shit, man, I've just been busy. As usual, the Hieroglyphics is always doing something. We've been independent forever, so we really got to stay moving to keep it moving. And, no, we've just been keeping busy. This year was the 20th year anniversary of the Souls of Mischief album, 93 to Infinity. So we did a tour for that during the summer, about 50-something dates. And we finished up a documentary that we're putting in film festivals now. And Hieroglyphics released the album in July, The Kitchen. And also Souls of Mischief just finished up a new album with producer Adrian Young, and that's slated to come out sometime next year. So we've been keeping it busy, you know. And I'm a studio man, so I stay in the studio, so I'm just a rat, you know.
Absolutely, and you know, when I was younger too, I you know, I went to a lot of shows back in the day. I was born in 1980, you know what I'm saying? So when you guys were really doing it, and I remember traveling around and seeing, you know, like Hieroglyphics, AC Alone, I want to say like Abstract Rude, Living Legends, The Visionaries.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all used to do like shows for each other. I mean, not for each other, but it used to be, man, just so many other little underground artists that were just so tight, man, and probably still tight. I know the Grouch and them still do their thing and, you know, stuff like that, but I hadn't kept caught up with The Visionaries in a while, unfortunately. But you got some new stuff coming out as well, right?
Yeah, I got a, it's a little, it's kind of like an experimental project that, me and my ex-producer, partner worked on. We've been working on it, for a couple of years, and we kind of fell out because of creative differences, so the album kind of got shelved. But I was just like, man, what the hell, we might as well just put it out, and see what kind of response it gets. It's experimental, it's like a hybrid between hip-hop and EDM. And,
EDM, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a fun vibe and kind of out of my lane a little bit. When I say out of my lane, I don't mean like it's like way out on Mars or nothing. It's just like not what people used to hear me do or whatever. But it's still just, you know, it ain't way left field or nothing. But it's just me experimenting and trying to do new things and stuff, you know, trying to keep it moving. I've been getting a good response for the single that I just came out like last week. So, you know, I'm just keeping it pushing. That's Murray's Dirty Water, produced by Compound 7. Everybody out there, it'll be available January 15th. That's when it drops. It's already on pre-sale at HieroglyphicsWithers.com with a couple little goodies if you get it early. And, you know, just keep it up pushing.
Yeah, and it is available for pre-sale, obviously.
Yeah. It's available for pre-sale, and there's a couple goodie packages on there. Also, at some point, I'm going to tag on an instrumental CD of some hip-hop beats that I was just working on and stuff, just for an incentive to people to grab it. If you grab it early, I'll just hit you off with something, you know what I mean? But, yeah, the whole thing drops January 14th, so
that's dope. And a
check
lot of people,
go,
you know,
get
absolutely, go get it. And a lot of people, I do have a younger crowd that listens to Doc 4 Radio, and then I got a crowd that are the 80s babies and grew up to the 90s and the golden era and stuff like that, but a lot of the newer people probably know how long you've been a producer, you know, as well. I mean, from Mystic to the Hieroglyphics to everything you did, I mean, do you feel yourself 50-50 with it? Or are you more of a producer nowadays than an MC? Or, you know, how are you working it right now?
Man, you know what? That's a good question, man. I'm a hip-hop dude, and I've been into music and instruments since I was little. I took piano lessons and guitar. My mama played a few instruments. My sister did. So I was just around that. I could read music and all that. So, but before I started utilizing any of that, I was a straight big boy breakdancing and rapping. And I was a DJ back in the day, too. That's how I ended up doing all the cuts on the Souls album, some Adele and Cash stuff, too. But when I started getting into producing, like really hardcore, I didn't really start getting into producing until like 87 was the first time I ever like really tried to program a beat on the drum machine. It was like something crazy, like a Dr. Rhythm or something. I was I was with Dell and some other people. But I really fell in love with production and stuff. So I do it a whole lot, and over the years I produce a lot of stuff that people don't really may not know I produce. Like 93 Till, hell of people don't even know I produce that. So because I never really put myself out there as a producer. But I've been producing a gang of shit over the years, and a gang of stuff, over the years, and I've just been becoming more of a producer. I just really love it. I still bust my raps and do my thing, but it's really involved with the job aspect. And I'm into music because I love doing it, and production is an outlet for me in that area. I could sit around in my studio and just work all day and love it. When it's time to write some raps, I love doing that too. But it's more like, okay, you gotta have this rap and da 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 da, and I gotta sit and dance. But I'm really trying to put my production out there more.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's okay. No, I was going to say with me, I'm a producer artist myself, but I tend to find it easier to be a producer and then rap to somebody else's beats. When I produce a beat, I try to put too much into it because it's my beat, and somebody else hears and is like, man, I love that. I'll rap to that right now, and they just kill it naturally. So I tend to separate it, honestly. It's a weird combination, but... it is what it is. We got a couple phone lines, and then we're going to obviously play some of the stuff that you've done production on, especially with the hieroglyphics. And then also we got a new track to play also. So, but I got some people blowing me up real quick. Actually, this is my co-host. I think he stepped in the building. Jay Sos, you rocking with us?
Yeah, what's going on, Doc?
What's up, man? We on the line with A-Plus, homie. What's happening?
What's going on, A?
Hey, what's good with you?
All right, man, we just chilling, bro. Yo, welcome to Dot 4 Radio. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, man, it's an honor to be here, man. Thank you for having me, I appreciate
it's
the look.
It's an honor to have Yo, and not to put it lightly, dude, but 9-3 Till Infinity, I'm sure you hear it a bajillion times. It's one of the most influential songs for everybody, bro.
Man, I'm humbled and honored by that even being possible. High Road just came up. We just hip hop fans that just really love doing it so much that we got our break and took advantage of it. But that don't really change the fact that me personally, I'm just way more of a fan than I am that dude on stage or that dude in the studio. So when anybody likes something I did, I'm really thankful for it. And just to have something under my belt that's still moving people and still means so much to a lot of people, man, I'm humbled by that. I appreciate it to the fullest, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And it's weird, like, you go through creative experiences like that and stuff back in the day, you don't realize how influential it's going to be forever, due to infinity, And it's,
no clue at all. I mean, this is just a bunch of kids just like, man, I could do this forever. I love doing this. And that's where the whole concept is like, I want to do this forever. And it's when you're a kid that young, man, you don't really have the foresight to even fully imagine what 20 years in the future is going to look like. You know what I mean? So to be here that much longer and people still feeling the song, it's crazy, like Twilight Zone, bro. For real.
Lost hip-hop is real, and real music, that is infinity. It's timeless. And it's showing the test of time,
And that's what I'm saying. The name stand by itself, 93 till infinity, 93, I'm 13 years old. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing this song, and hip-hop wasn't out like it is now to where everything was almost hip-hop. I mean, I hate to say it, but everything now is like almost hip-hop or people saying they're doing hip-hop even though it's there. So you're hearing it for the first time on tape, And then the party's on record, and you're like, this is amazing, And it's just so influential. I was going to say, too, real quick, though, Jay Sos, man, big shout-out to his mom. It's her birthday tonight, So Mama Moho, big birthday to you. Dafo Radio, salute to you for sure. Yeah, she's a big supporter of the show, so we definitely had to get that out. But as far as 93 Till Infinity, I was going to say there's a couple songs from that era that really stand out. I mean, completely stand out. 93 Till Infinity, and we had on Tuesday, we had CL Smooth. Reminisce, Troy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they kind of depict a era, not so much a year, because you can say 95, all these albums came out, from Raekwon to the Dog Pound to the, everything, Mobb Deep came out in 95, all this. But that talks about a year. You guys defined an era with these songs, and it's just amazing to still hear it today and make it, and have it be relevant,
Man, it really is a trip. I'm thankful. It's kind of crazy, man. I just got to be honest about it. Like when you're an artist and you're really just in it just for the art and the pleasure that the art gives you. Of course, what you want is people to dig it, man, but it's if you come from a place of humility, when people really start digging it, it's just awesome, you know what I mean? And I mean, there's no way we could have known that we'd have a song and an album that would even be relevant this long. And to touch on another thing that you said, like, I mean, like, I ain't like a rap hater or a hip-hop hater or none of that stuff. You know, people like what they like, and they're free to do that. But what I do remember about that era is that it was at a time when, it was just like you said before, hip-hop was flourishing and becoming more just known globally. And this is like prior to the internet age and all of that. So it really was the music that was making the waves and stuff. And, you know, it's gotten to a point to where, and I don't want to sound like I'm criticizing at all, because I'm not, but that was a time to where you were still hearing brand new things being done. It's like we're at a point to where there's like people doing stuff at a high level, super dope, doper than anybody. They're just doing like what has been done better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
And
I'm not saying this to criticize any era. It's just the fact of time and how time moves and how creation goes, man. But the thing that I think makes that era special as a fan, and I ain't even talking as A-plus from Hieroglyphics of Souls and none of that stuff, but as a fan, like, that was a time when you were hearing brand new ways to do things in hip-hop music. Yeah. And it was just awe-inspiring, everything that came out. Like, there's so much stuff that came out.
Absolutely.
That year. And not just that year, but, like, that era. And once again, I have to stress this enough. I'm not taking nothing away from nothing that came prior or after. I'm just talking about how I feel about a specific era, because I'm still a big fan of hip-hop, and, you know, I don't really judge like a lot of people do. I take it in its context. But since we're talking about this era, that's what makes it so special to me, is that it was anytime. I was the type of dude that went to the record store every Tuesday just to see what came out in hip hop, because it was just
absolutely. I went to warehouse. I had a warehouse next to my house. You know what I'm saying? I went to warehouse and listened to the tapes. I had the Walkman. You know what I'm saying? Even when Discman's came out, I would still buy the tape, because you couldn't ride your bike and shit with the Discman. You had to keep that shit flat. You know what I mean? So I rocked tapes for a long time, man. It took me a while to get in the CD era. But it's a gold. I call it the golden era. And me and big shout out to Todd Davis. You know what I'm saying? We were talking about it just a few days ago, and he had me start naming rappers like that and albums from the golden era. I don't know if he was testing to see if I knew about hip hop or more. You know, just like what do you like? Because he's picky. You know what I'm saying? But it was crazy. I use this every show. I say it every show too. Substance. The music has substance. You know what I'm saying? And it was definitely worth hearing. You had classics. Go ahead. Finish.
I was going to say, like, a big part about that is that, and this is just like how I see it from just having an inside look at the industry at the time, is that hip-hop was so young and flowering, so to speak, at the time, that a lot of the people that had A&R positions were people who was, like, really in love with hip-hop and how it was growing. It didn't really have a super overly corporate influence dictating how the A&Rs moved and got people. If the A&Rs were trusted, then the presidents would be like, okay, we'll sign them. And at that time, there's a lot of A&Rs that had grew up on early hip-hop that, like, they were like, we're going to sign some real shit, or however you want to say it. And a lot of stuff was getting signed, and some stuff made money, some stuff didn't, but a lot of good stuff came out at the time. And shortly thereafter, the corporation aspect came into the music business, because it just got so large that it was undeniable that it was a moneymaker. And people who don't think about the art of the music, and once again, I'm not criticizing, it's just a reality, that there's people who are in, a lot of people, most people at the top of the industry ain't really thinking about the art value. They think about how much money it can make. And that I think, was one of the critical changes inside the music industry that changed, like, the end of the so-called golden era into a more corporate cookie-cutter structure of how hip-hop is presented to people. And I'm just speaking facts. I'm not being judgmental. I listen to all kinds of stuff, right? You'd be amazed. But I know how it sounds, but I'm just speaking of what I saw going on in the industry, you know?
I actually said the same exact words like almost every episode I have, man. So we on the same thing. Because another thing I don't do is knock somebody's. I don't knock somebody's hustle, man. They went out and they did music and they grinded, because even in this technology era, it still takes a while to get, you know, noticed and really like signed to something. We're doing something big, man. You know what I'm saying? And they worked and they did it. And I got a 760 on the number, 760-261. Are you been rocking on Dafo Radio?
What up, man? It's your boy Justify tuning in on the situation. What's good with it?
Hey, man. What's up, Justify? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm blessed. I just want to, you know what I'm saying, call in and give you a prize, bro. Nigga was like in the eighth grade catching the Metro Link to school with that in the Walkman, you know what I mean? So you used to always see it on the box, you know, the video on the box. Niggas don't know nothing about the box, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, nothing about that.
In addition to what you were saying about, you know, where the industry was at then and where it is now is very true, man. Back then, the music was so versatile and everybody, you know, came to the game with their own styles, that, you know what I mean? And it was just, music was just a fun thing to have, like, to even where you hear certain junks now, it's like, oh, that was my shit, and music made you feel happy back then, you know what I'm saying? Now music is just, it implements a very destructive mind state, you know what I'm saying? It's popping bottles, taking pills, fucking bitches, killing niggas, and that was, you know, actually something that was done through the corporation strategically to, enhance, you know, imprisonment. And a lot of people, you know, back then, especially in that time, they were talking about how the music, you know, had control over cast minds and it made us do things. They knew that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they pushed that. You feel me? And it's a story that's trending right now that I've known about for a long time, where they're talking about how the big, you know, the big wigs from the labels had that little meeting. You know what I mean? Talking about
the
private prisons. You feel me? And, you know, it's something that, you know, was kind of hard to grasp that music could have that type of control, but it does. You know what I mean? And now it's just cats is saying and doing things. And so they used to try to ban 2 Live Crew for certain stuff. Now that shit is the norm. You know what I'm saying?
I was just going to say that. It's like when a corporation, it's a trip, too, when you look. Like, it really first started with the advent of gangster rap, and which I'm a huge fan of, like, you know, so I ain't fronting, but it started with that. And then I remember that after that time, the companies weren't signing nothing but, like, hardcore, just, like, murder motherfuckers rap. And then when that got intolerable, it shifted to the sexual aspect. So now you see all, like, the super gangster dudes who are really, like, might be really gangster dude, and they got gangster tracks on their album, but their singles are sexually oriented and strong in that area. And some of you just made me think of that. It's like, It started with the murder, and then it went to the sex. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of where
But even back then, to go on what Justify said too. Even back then, even dudes that were out there murdering people and everything in the hoods actually had something lyrical as hell to say.
That's the funniest thing. It's like the gangsters in that era, like the motherfuckers that was really in the streets, the people that was like, you know, like murdering and pimping and dealing and stuff. It was coming. It was doing hip hop on some rap shit. It's a trip. Like, a lot of people don't know that there's some rappers that came out with, like, really dope albums in that era that was really, like, heroin kingpins and shit and assassins and well-known pimps. But you would have never really known none of that from their music at the time. And I can name all names of that, but that ain't really the point. You know, I'll tell you.
And also they saw the power in what people were saying, NWA, you know, the most dangerous group, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's the picture they painted on them. But if you really listen, all they was doing was reporting what was going on.
That first album is ultra political. Like, people don't really don't really get it. Like, that kind of set it off as gangster rap as a label that could be used and attached on to a certain kind of music. But if cats listen to that album, it's highly political. You know what I'm saying? It's like inspired by Public Enemy and shit.
The shit that was raw, though, they had fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they were talking about sex, they were more on some, like, Weird Al Yankovic shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Black Pussy. Like, it wasn't really just, you know what I'm saying? It was there, and the industry took and built on that, and they came up with a way to kind of, you know, destroy our people, man. A lot of people get, you know, leery of conspiracy theory, but this world is real, man. It's evil and it's good.
You know why people get leery of conspiracy theory? Because it hurt to think about this shit. Like, people, there's a lot of intelligent people that that mess with hip-hop music on whatever, in whatever particular genre. And cats ain't stupid, man. It's just that it's hard to hear for a motherfucker that's living in a world to where if I start accepting this and thinking about it, it shattered my existence. And that's it makes people fearful. And, you know, the worst choice is always the easiest anyway. And that's just like some regular universal shit, you know what I mean? So motherfuckers is in denial about shit, and if they want to, like, keep the smoke and mirrors going about it, they can't really think about no conspiracy stuff because that gets their brain to hurting, and they start, like, feeling like, oh, shit, what am I going to do when I could just rather smack this bitch and get this money, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
exactly.
I fully feel you, and this ain't no criticism to motherfuckers. It's like, this is something we all go through. I go through this in my own self. You know what I'm
saying?
It's
reality, man.
That's a lot of what my album Molly's Dirty Water is all about. It's like, it's about, like, temptation. Like, it go up and down on, like, you know, it's like a cool chick named Molly, and then it's like a whack chick named Molly and a party girl named Molly, and then it's like, just bad for me. I can't get away. It's like, you know, anyway, you know what I'm saying? We was just building, and that made me think of that.
Now is this track I got this Time to Let Go, this is off the new album, right?
Yeah, this is off the new album. It's a song. Basically, it's about, like, a party girl, basically, and in that atmosphere. And it ain't really, like, overly nothing about it. And if you see the video, what it depicts is, like, it's like this party girl, but then she get too loaded and she end up earling at the end. So
okay,
that's like
okay.
The... But anyway, it's the project, once again, it's like a deviation from my normal paradigm. It's like I was trying to do a hip-hop EDM hybrid type thing, you know. So, yeah, Time to Let Go. I've been getting a good response on it, too, so much love for the support.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to rock it right now. Justify, rock with us, man. I'm going to bring you back in, okay? But let's I want to definitely play new music, and then I want to get into a hieroglyphic song as well. So we definitely going to do this. A+, Die For Radio, let's do this.
She's a party girl in a naughty world. After she takes sips, she makes her tongue twirl. Time to let go, she let her titty show at every show. It's nice and dough, what you waiting for? Standing ovation when she hits the low. She know I'm feeling her, she suffered in chinchillifer. Molly always bring her friends, Mary, Becky, and Jennifer. Things I do with her got me never running for senator. If they start asking questions, I can't deny I've been with her. It's a damn shame how she ruined my campaign. But I'm doing my damn thing, I just put through my glass, man. And now she's sipping with me, I'm sitting pretty. Knew I was getting kitty when she leaned in and whispered to me it was.
Thank you. Now she's saying to me. Now she's saying that it's. Now she's saying to me.
Y'all gotta let me say this real quick, because this is like immediately based off the conversation we just had. I just gotta make sure I don't sound like a complete and utter hypocrite, you know what I'm saying? Because of that song, Time to Let Go. Once you hear that song in the context of the album, then I won't sound like a hypocrite in this interview. You know what I'm saying? I just had to say that because I was like,
no, you don't.
No,
yeah.
We was just building, and then
sure.
I was replaced Time to Let Go and stuff. But yeah.
But it's still, no, I know what you're saying as far as experimental because of what they're used to hearing from, like, the hieroglyphics and stuff like that. But it's not, it's still good music. So it's not experimental as far as, like, you just completely, you know, rearranging yourself for what you do. I think anybody that hears that is still going to be able to relate to you. I mean, hieroglyphic fans are huge, and they are, you know, you got some great fans, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of them, of course, but I'm saying you guys got a huge following, always have, you know what I mean?
Man, much love, man. Like, me too. I'm a Hyro fan, my damn self. Like, I'm a fan of them dudes. Like, my favorite rapper is Dell, and that's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite rapper. So I feel
That's somebody I'd love to get. I'd love to get Dell on the show, man, because I've seen him growing up. I've seen him so many times, man, like, and I've talked to him a bunch of times because he's very personable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
no doubt. No
so
doubt.
Every time I've gone somewhere, I've usually talked to him and this and that, so it'll be a trip to have him on the show. I may have to set that up
we could talk about that because I could definitely get you straight to who to talk to, you know, so.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, I'm going to...
Speaking of that, I'm actually working... I didn't mention earlier, I'm working on an album with Dell called Hypnotized. We've been working on it for, probably a year now, but he's been touring for the Deltron stuff. I've been touring for the Still Infinity tour. So, So it's kind of moving slow, but we're working on it, and it's definitely going to be coming out. So it's an A-plus Dell album called Hypnotized, and it's sounding ridiculous so far. So I just want to put that out there.
I can't wait for that. You know, and what you're saying, that's a 20-year. Now, everything's running together now, and I don't know if it makes me feel old or whatever, but I had Black Moon on. I had 5FP from Black Moon, okay, like a few weeks ago. It was 20 years to Enter the Stage. Then I had CL Smooth on Tuesday. It's been 20 years since Pete Brock and CL Smooth. Now having you guys on here, it's been 20 years since Souls of Mister, man.
Now you got to get a Wu-Tang. You got to get a Wu-Tang now.
Oh, we already in the process of that. We already in the process of that for sure. But
Word. But
we got to get maybe a 20th anniversary show going on. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, man, that should hit. That'll hit.
Yeah,
you know, we'd love to be a part of that, no doubt.
Absolutely. And so, you got any questions for my man A-plus here? Because I know I got another question for him. I didn't know if you had something lined up.
No, not any questions, though. I'm just blessed to be a part of the conversation. Yo.
Oh, man, it's mutual, man. It's mutual. Much love.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So I got a question. As far as, you know what I'm saying, you was Souls of Mischief and then the crossover to hieroglyphics, especially for people, I mean, especially you as a producer, too, and that's I hope people are seeing you also right now that hadn't really heard of you, and it is, you know, a younger crowd, too. They see you as the producer and the artist, but when you kind of went over, how did that come about? To go from kind of one to another, Souls of Mischief, you know what I'm saying?
Well, basically how that worked out is we were all the crew Hieroglyphics anyway. Just what happened was Della got signed, and that's a long story, like how that happened, because you know I've known Della my whole life, and I remember Ice Cube from back in the day when he was in CIA, and I used to drive down there with Della. And when Ice Cube wasn't Ice Cube yet, when he was O'Shea, and he was mm-hmm. like, I'm going to get on one day, and when I do, I'm going to put you on, Dell. And Dell was like, man, when Cube put me on, then I'm going to put you on, please. And so that was, like, as a young-ass kid, it was really like a dream until Ice Cube came out with CIA, and they put out a single out. This is before N.W.A. And Ice Cube was like, I'm coming out. He was like, I'm coming out, Dell. I'm coming out. I'm going to put you out. Dell wasn't Dell yet back then. He was still – he had another rap name, but just, you know, it was like his name, Terror. So that's really how it all started, like, you know what I'm saying? So Hieroglyphics was already a crew. It was like a bunch of us that's in there now, and a bunch of people – some people came later. But we was already a crew. So what happened is when Dell got signed and we got signed, Casual got signed, and Extra Prolific got signed, Pep was the only one
that Casual, that's
signed.
My dude.
Casual is a monster. He's a high road monster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's a high road big gun. He's a cold spitter, man. But yeah, so Hieroglyphics was always there. What happened was, it's like when we all had left our labels after the major label deals and stuff, because we wasn't as profitable as at that time it was R&B rap. So even though we sold good copies and we made money, like the corporate motherfuckers was really like, we could be making more with these guys and stuff. So they asked us to turn pop, and we was like, no. So they let us go for our labels, and we started the Hieroglyphic shit. So that's what the reason we put out the Hieroglyphics album was, to let everybody know that. And if you notice, Pet Love is featured heavily on that album, and that's simply because he never had no major label release at that time, and we wanted people to know that he was with us as well. But it wasn't really like a conscious transition to us. It was always Hieroglyphics, to answer the question. I know that was a long answer.
But that's like that. You actually nailed the answer, because me following hip hop, I knew exactly kind of what you were going to say, that you guys were always that family, and that's how what I kind of led into it for the new people to know it wasn't so much a crossover, but just, you know, times change and you start putting out more people, and more people become talented.
Man, that's cold on the point, man, because there was a time when, like, motherfuckers would be like, it'd be fans of Hieroglyphics who wouldn't know Soul's Mischief, but they would know the song the 90 Feet Till Infinity. Like, there was a time, like, you know, in the late 90s.
It's still here today, by the way. It's still here today.
I mean,
I know people I talk to.
Go ahead. No, I'm listening.
I talk to people when I was promoting the show. You know what I'm saying? I was like, Souls of Mischief. And I say Souls of Mischief first because, that was, like, your most influential as a teenager. Yeah, I mean, as a teenager, that was most influential. So that, you know, that comes natural to me to say. And then I'd be like, well, what? And either you say 93 Infinity, I'd be like, oh, the Hieroglyphics, A+, come on. And, oh, yeah, Hieroglyphics, yeah, you know, it still happens today. But that's also
that's
the point
crazy.
Of my show. That's still the point of my show, though, honestly. And I say this every time, but it's so true. I'm trying to get the people that, again, made, you know, what these people are rapping about right now, even though there's no substance, why you're here. You know what I'm saying? And now I get the youngsters that are listening to the show to be like, yeah, A+ was this dude. Now they Wikipedia or a Google or something, like, yo, this music is dope, and it makes their music better. You know what I'm saying?
And
that's really my point with it.
Hey, that made me think of a couple things. First of all, hip-hop is the only genre of music that I can think of that doesn't really respect its history. Like, every other genre, that I can think of, whether it be jazz, R&B, rock,
heavy metal,
metal.
I've had this conversation. I'm telling you, I've had this conversation.
Dude,
it's so crazy.
And I actually listen to all these genres too, and grew up off of all of them. But hip hop is the only one that don't really care about the shoulders it stands on. You know what I'm saying? And the accomplishments of what happened to people like on the way to making the stage for people who's ripping it now. Another thing too is that that you made me think of, it's a trip with Hieroglyphics. We kind of like an anomaly in a way, because we kind of writing the book as it goes along, because we've been across a few different generations, like, you know what I'm saying, like since we first came out in the early 90s,
okay,
and then we
got
the Hiro stuff and the independent movement and stuff, and that's like the late 90s. and still here in the 2000s and got like 11-year-old fans. It's kind of like a trip. And it ain't really been no book written on how this happens just yet. So it's just kind of good to be a part of the ride, you know. It's trippy.
And yeah, it definitely is. Justified, you got some input on this?
Man, I'm just listening to all the knowledge and all the game, you know what I'm saying, that's coming out. And me being, an older artist as well, I think that, you know, I think that's we're coming to that shift to where we're going to be appreciated again. And I feel that we need to hold ourselves responsible, you know, for coming back and spanking that ass, man, and really, you know what I'm saying, putting these youngsters up on game and bringing, you know, this rap thing, this hip-hop thing, whatever they want to call it, you know, back to a fun place, back to a good place of music and not just a turn-up, man. I'm like anti-turn-up right now.
Man, I fully feel you. Like I said earlier today, like, the easiest thing to do is the wrong thing to do is the easiest thing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The turn-up, like, everything should be involved because we all turn up. I turn up too. But for turn up to be your mantra is the destruction of your people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
And people in the powers that be and others will let you fully turn up until you ain't got nothing left and just consolidate power in the process.
Right.
So I
think we can take it back. We have the control. We can take it back to that. We have to get out of our depression and say we're going to do it.
You know what's the trip about the whole process? You just said it, man. We in control because you know what it is? From A&Rs from back in the day to A&Rs now, they don't really know what's happening in the underground, and they don't really have, like, that vision to be like, this is what's going to pop. It really all happens on the ground level. So that's why people who really do organic music or feel organic music or support organic music are integral in the process of rebuilding the community.
Mm-hmm. It's grassroots.
Because the corporate people and the people who, like, you know, give orders and point out where the money goes and all that have absolutely no clue of what's going to be hot at all. That's why we even relevant. And I mean the people where all the music always comes from, like, you know, not the corporate level, but, like, just the grassroots aspect of it. And that's what the fact that we are relevant in the equation means that we always have a way to turn it around. You know what I'm saying? Always.
Mm-hmm.
If we could be removed from the equation and to keep making money, it would happen immediately.
Yep.
But we
yep.
cannot be removed from the equation without the money still circulating. And that always gives us an opportunity to change things around.
Right, but like you said earlier, you said that, the wrong decision is always the easiest. You know what I'm saying? But if you think about how difficult it was pre-YouTube, pre-MySpace and Facebook, that grind, and that's what, for me, being, you know, moving into the promotion aspect, that's what I'm trying to bring back to these artists. You know what I'm saying?
It's that original grind. The cats nowadays have a golden fucking platter to present themselves. All the middlemen have been removed. The record industry did a complete paradigm shift because there's no way to block the artist from branding themselves and promoting themselves with all the internet and the viral aspect of everything and just the.
But
the
I feel
Asian,
like what they're
the
missing
Asian
is the streets. You remember back in the
always,
day you rode through LA, you see the vacant buildings with posters. When the last time you seen some shit like that? Now you just see it on your Facebook wall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But back in the day, niggas had stop signs and street lights and vacant buildings.
Yeah.
It was just posters and displays, and they really
reached
the
street. And that's how we found
out
about shit.
Of course. It was promotion.
And not only that, that's how you hustled for shit. I mean, period.
I mean, you had to hustle. That was the kind of shit when your time mattered because it wasn't no, like, cell phones or nothing. When you said, I'm a meet you here at 2:45, bruh, you had to trust the motherfucker and you had to, like, make sure they trust you and made it there because there wasn't no text, I'm late, I missed the bus, the bar
right.
was late. It wasn't nothing like that. Like, you really had to be punctual and about your word at that time. It's kind of crazy. I know I was, like, dating myself.
But
this
is the downfall of the internet, and I won't say the downfall because it's very thriving, it's always going to be there, but the streets solidify the reality of the movement because when you're on Facebook and when you're on Twitter, like I said, you see a million motherfuckers talking about new album dropping, check this mixtape, check that mixtape, but what about, nigga, when you roll down that street, what do you see? So
if we can take it back
to that game, we will stand above because they'll see you on Facebook and Twitter, then they're going to see you at that liquor store posted
and
up with a poster in the window.
You know what happened now? Because of that? It's like, because this is a way to make money if you talk a certain way, and you may not live that way. Like, it's regular for
because they're not really grinding. It's free to post on Facebook, but nigga,
it
costs money to print up 1,000 posts.
These cats have, like, bodyguards and paid, like, ex-cops and paid off-duty cops and shit in order to protect the lifestyle of what motherfuckers is rapping about on wax. And now I'm not saying that that's, you know, do what you do. That's not a bad thing. But one thing about hieroglyphics is that, like, I like walking around with the people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like being out there and not being able to be scared of the people who are supporting my lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, what's the trip about everything as far as, like, the image that people see from rappers and all that is that, like, Hiro and us, like, we ultra good with the streets, like, dumb good, like, every city, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's all fucking good. And it's like, that ain't nothing we promote. Like, I could walk through any hood, blah, 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 people niggas show me respect. It's just like a way you live. People will respect you if you live a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Like, and one thing I like about the how we do it is that, like, not to take nothing away from anybody or whatever, but to do it our way. Like, to be the dudes that rap how we rap and whatever and be able to be good in any hood, like, niggas respect that. Like, we some East Oakland boys, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. Like, right there, you know what I'm saying? So to be able to rap how we rap and, like, it, like just to name people, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my Uncle E-40, you know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, yeah, I fucks with the Glyphs. Like, we fucks with the punk mob. Like,
I just had Sugar T on Tuesday, by the way. Sugar T on Tuesday
was
up. Sugar
T, my homegirl, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she used to cut, like, I used to kick it with Sugar T when she used to go over Mystic House when Mystic stayed across the street from me and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't really understand that, like, you may rap this way or whatever, but if you're true to the streets, man, the streets fuck with you. And you ain't really got to, like, be on no extra try to do anything. If you just being yourself, like, motherfuckers is like, I respect them because they rap how they rap, and they really still just out here, be out, like, like how you said earlier, you'll see Ossie Dell all the time, like, he's personable.
Yeah.
Like, hieroglyphics, we'll just be out there, like, nobody guarding on them, maybe a couple, like, goonies that just fuck with us, but, you know, that's just because it's always a hater around, you know? But it feel good to do your artistry and not be scared to be in public, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't want to take my life. Haters just want to hate, like, but nobody want to take my life. And I feel thankful for that and as far as hieroglyphics and all of that, because we don't really, like, you know, we don't be going against the grain and doing nothing way rah-rah or nothing like that. But, like, it feel good to be able to walk in the communities of the people who support you. It feels that's a good feeling.
But
you know what
I'm
saying?
You also supported them, too, with music, because you kept your music to a good substance level. You know, y'all never talked about nothing you never did unless it was a metaphor or something, you know what I'm saying? But then you're just being creative. Y'all stuck true to what you had. I'm going to go real quick, too, you know what I'm saying, because we got callers that still are blowing the lines up. I'm going to go to this hieroglyphics, man, you never knew, you know what I'm saying? You produced this track, right? I'm correct.
Yes, sir. This one of the tracks I produced on the Third Eye Vision album for Hieroglyphics, man. You never knew. Much love.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's do this. Dafo Radio, A-plus in the house. Man, I'm loving what Dafo Radio is doing right now. The conversations about hip-hop are ridiculous, and it's just, you know, much love to all the supporters. Let's do this.
I proceed to give the people what they want.
You making some green,
but not for glamour or fashion. I'm stacking cash until I can get mom's a mansion.
All from rapping.
Nah, man, there's many plans, like investing in land. It started all from impressing the fans with brand new flows. And you know, all the way from gangster clones to weirdos, who use those? But we ain't tripping, give respect when you cheat us. You need us, or you're right under the veil of, like, a fetus.
Those that know not those, and it shows when we broke out the knock, hoes hopped out they clothes. That's positive feedback, yup, the pros. A poise, we never pose, you'll never know. From 93 till infinity, we've been invented. invented. Creating the bump is our only incentive. And it's been a long time since I feel I've been felt. But the only thing I fear is fear itself. So you know what we got to do? Maybe could we keep it within the groove like it should be? Never giving out, we living out our dreams. If it's something I can't live without, that's my team. You never knew.
Hieroglyphics, hip-hop is vintage. Underground like silos, launching long-range ballistics. World renowned, we groundbreaking. Musical boundaries running circles around and see. The next stage, my MCs need A. Stay paid, I'm still great. Hey, none of that tomfoolery. As you can see, this shit ain't nothing new to me. Utterly hovering over other things material. You stuck in the here and now, but you're sweating profusely. Here's a towel. Your fears are now reality. When I take your dream stage and elaborate on how your team's fake. Like phony IDs, but sometimes I feel like only I see through the charades you made in today. But hey, tomorrow is played. And then they got a new fool in your place to be okay.
Hieroglyphics, hip-hop is vintage, invented in days back, rekindling ways that many thought was lost. In this contemporary maze of methods to floss, we find trees and trails to lay boundaries to cross. We can be found beyond the bounds of reason, or earthbound, heating up the Coliseum.
They rush the stage full throttle in Chicago, our brains interlock. We're begging MCs get caught with a 40 bottle, or get they change smash chrono. We unstoppable, dropping flow in Toronto. Maneuvering through Vancouver and on to Japan, where they put major brands in my hand. Follow.
Straight from the heart, we set apart from the rest. Our perfection on the microphone was predestined. World renowned, we groundbreaking. Musical boundaries running circles around and see.
Sample when I made that beat, he passed away recently, so rest in peace.
Absolutely, yeah. What a dope track, what a dope track. I got, part of my label and Doc 4 Radio staff here, Matt 4 in the house. Matt 4, what's happening? We chilling with A-Plus, my dude.
Yo, what up? Hey, what up, A-Plus?
Hey, what's up? What's good with you?
No, I'm chilling, man. I'm excited. Just finished watching the fucking Bulls and Mazda Heat. That's all that matters to me. Well, I'm late calling in today, but hey, I'm just going to say I appreciate you making the time, giving us, you know, the chance to have you on our show and shit. We appreciate this shit big time. That's major for us.
Oh, man, like once again, I'm super thankful. And, like, any time, though, you know what I'm saying? Shit, whenever I got something going, I'll just call and be like, man, can y'all make a spot for me? I'm thankful that y'all even looked out and even thought about me.
Please,
man.
Do.
So much love.
You got a home here. You got a home here for sure, homie. That ain't no thing.
Man, much love, man.
I always fuck with you guys' music. I was going to say, now that I've called in and you're on the show for sure right now at the time, you guys still fucking with, I didn't get the chance to hear the beginning of the show. I just wanted, you guys still fucking with Casual, and what's up with Extra Prolific?
Casual, yeah, that's my brother, man. Like, he's the high roll heavy guns. We still fucks with him to the fullest. I mean, that's my brother. As far as Extra Prolific, that would be a no. And, you know, certain things happen. It's been a long time since he ain't been down, like, since 95, you feel me? But,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't know about that because that was basically like, not, you can't even really find out info about that. Like, that shit just like.
Yeah, man, that album was really good, man. He was down with High Roll, man. But it's just like any family, man. It's like if you do certain things, like family is really big. So you got to do something really, like really out of pocket to make it so you ain't family no more. And you know, that's just how it goes. I look at it like dodging a bullet. Like if we would have found out that he wasn't family material 10 years later, think about how much damage he could have done. But you know, all is well. We don't wish him no harm or nothing. But we had. At that time, it was all about vibrations, making our music and stuff. And if it wasn't in sync, it couldn't be a part of things. And he just made himself not a part of things on his own actions. It wasn't like nothing nobody else did. So, yeah, I wish him the best and all of that. But the album's still good. I produced, like, about 5 songs on that thing.
I know. The album was one of the most underappreciated albums.
Yeah,
I mean that
sure.
Album was. You know, I'm gonna tell y'all the scoop since I'm on Difo right now. Just a little bit of it. What happened was right at the outset of his album, like it had only been out for like a week or 2 weeks, and we had got him a deal with Jive Records and stuff. Like he had a couple other deals on the table, but he chose to roll with Jive, which I thought was a bad decision for all of us to be signed to Jive. I thought we should spread out a little bit, but you know. To each his own. So about 2 weeks into the thing, we had like a party, into his album being released, we had a party for Low Down Dirty Shame. It was like the album, it was like the movie screening, and then it was like
that
a
was
party
like
at the House of Blues. That was what?
That was like in 1994, right?
Yeah, that was 94, 95, like right around there, maybe late 94.
Exactly.
But he got dummy-ass drunk on stage at, like there's a party at House of Blues after the screening. So everybody went from the screening to the House of Blues. It was like star studded, like, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Dre rolled up in a Lamborghini with the chick from BET. It was just like some big shit for a young dude like me to be seeing. And my man from Extra Prolific got on stage dummy drunk and just started like talking hella shit about the movie, about the people on the soundtrack, about like he was just went, he just did it. He went dumb on that shit. And, you know, like back then it wasn't no cell phones or nothing, so motherfuckers got a fax the next day that said he was dropped from the label. And they didn't even let us perform that night, Souls of Mischief, because we was affiliated with him. You know what I'm saying?
Because
of Hyper Living. Like, we didn't even do shit, and we was like, he out of pocket. It was to the point to where the motherfucker had a champagne bottle on stage, was still yelling at the crowd when they had turned the mics and turn the lights on, and he was yelling to the crowd, like talking about like the album. That movie was kind of cool. It wasn't all that. Like he was just going. He went dumb on that shit. So the next day, motherfuckers got a fax, my dude, and said that he was dropped from the label, and then subsequently our relationship with Drive went bad, like because Souls was on Drive and Cash was on Drive too. So he was like a stain on us. And then he went and did some really amazing ass shit to kind of just portray one of the dudes. So he had to get his ass whipped and kicked out the club. And that was that. But that album dope, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know what? That's some
shots. I didn't tell the whole story, but I only said that because I'm on Difo.
We appreciate the love.
But see, that's some shit that fans don't really know about because I always wondered, like, because since that album, the Extra Prolific album dropped, I mean, you still seen albums, even when you guys were off of Jive, you still did you guys the independent thing, and you and Dale and Casual were still dropping albums, and I was like, what the fuck happened to Extra Prolific? But you didn't even hear that shit or read about that shit nowhere, so that's why I'm asking you.
Man, you know, we from the West, man. We keep that shit in the kitchen, man. You know what I'm saying? It looked bad for anybody to broadcast. You know what I'm saying? It looked bad if we were just like, he ain't around because of
this. You know what's crazy,
though? Because the whole thing is, was somebody else wrong? It ain't no reason for us to be wrong about the shit. We wasn't going to be
You can keep that shit under wraps now, especially with how big y'all were.
Because that motherfucker would go on Twitter immediately and be like, Hyro beat my ass. Because, you know what I'm saying?
That shit might have been on Instagram as a video.
For real, that shit would have been on camera probably. On World Star.
Yeah, World Star for sure.
But definitely, hey, Paul, I'm going
hey,
to go
know
to
what,
this
like,
this,
I'm, you know, World Star, whatever. I mean, no disrespect or nothing, but I think they should take the hip hop out of the World Star thing. Just like, don't like, I'm associated with hip hop because, you know, I look at it and, like, you know, I got a couple of people who look at World Star every day, a couple of homies or whatever, and it's just like, it's mind boggling.
Fuck World Star hip hop. I used to watch that shit when it began, but that shit just got so.
All I'm saying is I ain't gonna say nothing about them or what's going on because people demand what they demand. I'm just saying, like, take hip hop off the label because it ain't really nothing hip hop about what's happening on there. And I don't mean that in no haterous way. I'm just saying, literally, this don't got shit to do with hip hop, but it's a hip hop in the title.
It
you know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't think that's a bad point. You feel me? There's nothing that has to do with hip-hop that happens on there.
But I'm sorry to cut you out. But I'm gonna say this, motherfucker, World Star Hip Hop, because I still got the email to this day, and I know how they work. And I don't wanna say, I don't give a fuck. Fuck that damn website. Fuck all this shit they put out. They brainwashing the damn youth. Fuck World Star Hip Hop. Stop calling it. Call it just World Star. Keep hip hop out of that damn name.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I bet you throw it. I bet you call it World Star Country. It'll be an uproar.
Oh,
you know,
no,
man.
No, for sure. And the thing is,
country
music
will be like, hey, you better take that name off there, son.
Yeah, and I haven't seen I haven't watched any video or hip-hop on anything on World Star Hip-Hop in at least a couple years. So, you know what I'm saying? And I don't even watch the fights no more, so fuck that. I'm going to go to the 720. I got the 720-397 number that's been holding. What's up? You're on Doffel Radio with A+, Hieroglyphics, Souls of Mischief, West Coast, the Bay Area in the house. What you doing?
Nigga, this is your co-host, my nigga. What's up, though, G?
Woo!
This is not what I'm saying. This is your co-host. I've been patient. I'm just listening to y'all, honestly, dying about this whole World Star Hip Hop fuck shit. On the cool, I don't even fuck with it. You know what? I seen the site one time, like 3 years ago when it first dropped, and then I seen a video not too long ago that was funny. Some bitch named Sharkeesha stole off on this bitch. And it was funny. We all laughed and pointed and poured beer and shit. Nigga, that shit was comedy. She let the bitch have it. She said, bitch, you go boom. Black star quick.
But again, take the hip-hop out of there, right?
That's all I'm saying. I'm one of them people that I'm like, you know, whether I agree or disagree with it, I like the fact that I can say that. And I can say, like, man, fuck this shit. And, like, yeah, I don't agree with that, but I still respect the fact that it's there, you know, because there's people that fully fuck with it, and that's they get down, and, you know, I feel bad for them, and hopefully, whatever. But my only qualm is that it got hip-hop in it, and it really, and, like, I'm an advocate of hip-hop culture, and I live that shit. And honestly, on the most honest level, there's nothing about hip-hop on that side at all. And this is an honest criticism. Like, I'm not saying take it down or, like, fuck people who watch it or none of that shit. I'm just saying, like, just on the most real, like, 1 + 1 don't equal 3. You feel me? It's still equal 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This says hip-hop in it. And for people who ain't really engrossed in the culture, that's what they think hip-hop is. And I'm like,
that's not what hip-hop is at all.
That's some, like, motherfuckers fighting. And that, I mean, that could be anything. That shit happens all over the world with all different races and creeds and all kinds of shit.
But at the same time, though, with hip-hop, okay, because I grew up in a neighborhood where people fought and shit like that. I mean, I know we have cell phones that get posted on the shit now, but I used to be in a circle of rapping in hip-hop, and then we would watch fights just like we do on World Star Hip-Hop. It would happen all the time. Where you sit there and everyone crowds around, don't nobody break it up unless it's your homie. Then you're usually jumping in or something like that back in the day.
But it
really hasn't changed as far as that, and I think that's. But I think they overplayed that as far as the culture of that, where fights happen in the hood. Okay, well, yeah, this shit does happen every day. Now you have the technology where it's filmed on phones and you can post it from your phone. You know, people don't even have to have an internet connection anymore. They just have a phone.
And that's the truth, and you know what kind of fucking about the World Star Hip Hop thing too was that when niggas was like, yeah, the bitch Cat Stash is all World Star Hip Hop talking about wooty wooty woo, this, that, and the third, and giving out Lil Wayne's number and Joe Budden's number and Fabulous did this. I'm like, well,
When did that turn
okay? That's my thing.
When is that cool to do? That's like some sucker shit. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm like, for real. And niggas is bragging, like, oh, I can't believe, they're talking down, like, I can't believe she did it, but they're still speaking. I'm like, oh, it's hard to explain, but they're still talking. I'm like, what are y'all? I'm like, well, stop, you know, bringing the bitch up and glorifying the bitch and whatnot. Y'all are making her think this shit is cute because y'all are talking about it. So she's like, yeah.
Those insights and them impressions on them sites make a motherfucker valuable. So whenever people keep hitting the shit, the corporations are looking like, this shit makes money. Let's feed this shit some more money and see how much more we can make. And it goes back to what you were saying about, like, it being in control in the hands of the people. Because if we can get motherfuckers to stop supporting shit, they only tripping off what makes money. If that shit stopped making money for them, they would drop that shit like a hot potato. You know what I mean?
And like, just like
that. Yeah, man.
And that's my boy Omar representing, you know what I'm saying? Colorado. Rock out with us, man. But Omar, rock out with us, man. We still got a great show ahead. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Yeah,
he's rocking out with us. So A plus, man, because you already kicked in overtime for us and whatnot. You know, you're saying you got any last words for the people, and also because, man, you are who you are. I need a Die For radio drop from you, man, because definitely, you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to do that wake up show type of shit, man, for real.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to bring it back. So I definitely need a drop from you. But tell these people, definitely, you know, obviously January 14th, you know what I mean? You definitely come in. And again, you said it was an experimental, you know. You know what I'm saying? Molly's Dirty Water. I think it's just, you know, you got a lot of synthesizers and stuff from the Bay right now, though. I mean, look, I'm a huge hip-hop guy, obviously, 93 to Infinity and this and that, but, like, Trax a Million out from the Bay. I like his beats. You know what I mean?
Trax hard, for real, man. It's
Clyde Carson and the team, man, they was dope. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, we could talk for another hour about how, like, you know, how, like, the whole team style just got ran and stuff, you know what I'm saying? People just picked up the team style and just ran with it. And
Cass Kaiser and all them, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the team. They're my dudes, man. I love them dudes, man. But, as far as January 14th, Molly's Dirty Water, when you hear it, man, it in perspective, it's gonna sound good. It ain't like a super deviation from what I already do. It's just like it's a hybrid between hip-hop and EDM, but it's really obviously some hip-hop shit when you hear it. So check it out, Molly's Dirty Water, Hieroglyphics Imperium. Check me out at hieroglyphics.com on any day. Also check out my Twitter and my IG. It's HieroA+, one word, HieroAPLUS. And as far as the drop, you want me to do it live or you want me to stay on hold?
Yeah, just do it live. No, man, I got you live. You just go ahead and do it.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? And honestly, hold on real quick, though, because I got a lot of people on here now that were at the beginning. I'm going to go ahead and replay 93 because now my Twitter's blowing up for it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so go ahead and give the shout out to Die For and introduce 93 into Infinity, because that right there is history, my dude.
Hey, yo, it'll be my honor. Right now, this is A-plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
Yo, what's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Soldier Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A-plus, and my man Oak. You know, he's dope.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, we just maxing in the studio. California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we gonna up you on how we just chill.
Dollar 7 digits, call up Bridget, her man's a Mitch. Plus he got friends, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swigging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, bring out the ruler. Damn, that's a fact.
And, of course, A-Plus is still rocking with us, you know what I mean? So definitely, you know what, there's another caller that that popped up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go to them because I know they want to holler at you, you know what I'm saying? So it's another 720. It looks like Colorado's in the house. 720-383-DOFFLRadio with A-Plus Hieroglyphics. What's happening?
What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Who are
we speaking with?
You speaking with Benjamin Mackey. First off, I want to throw off Doc for love all day.
That's what's up.
You out there in Colorado? Oh, it's freezing out here, man. But somewhere else.
Hey, you know I was born in Colorado before I moved to Oakland.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the same path trying to get to California and shit, dude.
Oh, man.
Where were you born? Where were you born?
I was born in Denver, man.
Okay. I lived in Denver and Aurora. That's where actually I met the homie Omar that was on before and then the homie Ben Mackey right here, man. They support Die For to the fullest. But I lived out there in Denver. I live right next to the Capitol, you know what I'm saying? And then I was in Aurora for a while as well, and they still hold me down. And that was like 10 years ago, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, much love, man. Like, I was born in Denver. I moved to Oakland when I was one. I moved back to Denver, and I moved back to Oakland when I was five, and I've been in Oakland.
You guys got some break and some nice weather. I went from Denver to fucking Minnesota back to Colorado. See, I'm so tired of the goddamn cold, you have no idea.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you like this. Hey, though, on the real homeboy, it's 30 degrees where I'm at right now. 30 degrees. Oh. I feel like I'm in Denver without the snow.
You feel like it's Denver shit. You must be cold at 30. It's -8, bro.
Shut my shit down, huh? He said it's -8.
Fuck that shit.
Man, thank you for joining us, brother, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Back for radio all day.
Absolutely, Ben. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you rocking with us. You know I always hold you down. You my brother from another. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'll die for that for.
Absolutely. Let's do this.
Much love to you.
Yes, what's up? So, A-Plus, just another question, though, okay?
Right now,
if you were to sit, and I know you, I mean, you've been around so long that I guess I just kind of have to ask this question. If you were to sit down and do a project with somebody right now as a producer, and I'm talking to producers for yourself, so you got to come on the artist standpoint right now, who would you do like a little EP with?
Are you talking about current artists, or are you talking about like people from the past, or like a fan?
That's almost like even better. Like, you know what, I'm going to go current right now because that could be a whole other episode. I'll go current right now.
If I was to do something current right now, I would, if I could, it would be like, it would be either the Black Hippie dudes, like I love them dudes, or it would be like the Beast Coast dudes, like the Pro Era dudes, like, you know, Underachievers and Joey and CJ Fly and them. I love them dudes a lot, man. Also, there's some, man, that's, you know, I got to be honest, that's the first people who popped in my head, like, you know, at a current artist. There's a lot of current artists I'm feeling, but as far from a production standpoint, I would have fun fucking with them, you know what I mean?
Okay, as far as the fantasy.
The fantasy, man. My first
for you to say
be,
fantasy is going to be crazy. Like,
the reason I said that is, man, because the first person that popped into my head was Guru. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a fantasy because it can't happen. But, like, that was my dude, and that's somebody I would have loved to have done a track with. But I'm gonna keep it more real and try to pick somebody who's actually alive. Somebody I have not worked with. I don't know. The next person that popped in my head was like Royce the 5'9". I'm a big fan of Royce.
He's an
ultra spitter, man. But I'm thinking like that's just the first person popping in my head. It'll be like I like Detroit rappers, man. I'm into Detroit hip hop a lot. Maybe like I don't know, like Black Milk or Black Opera or somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like I'm a big fan of Detroit hip hop, man. But, like, you know, that's like a real perplexing question because there's so many people I would love to work with, but I just went with what came from the top of my head, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely, you know, outside the box there, but I had to know because now, are you familiar with Apollo Brown, Detroit producer?
Oh, man, no, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
No doubt.
Actually, I just found out on Tuesday, we had Razzcaz on the show on Tuesday, and he said he's doing a project right now with Apollo Brown. Could you imagine that?
Ooh.
Man, Razz, you got
to
get
I'm
that
glad
to
you
me,
I'm
mother.
Glad you told me that. I'm about to hit Razzcaz and be like, man, can I squeeze in on that somehow? You know, man.
Him and Tash called me from Vegas on Tuesday, man, and it was like, he was like, yeah, I'm actually working on this project right now with a Detroit producer named Apollo Brown. I was like, man, you stupid if you don't know. Well, I mean, if Apollo Brown is just a maniac. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I'm going to go to you're rocking with us, Mandy. You know, these fans want to hear from you. I'm going to go to another call real quick. I got a 480-369. You know what I'm saying? I believe this is my man, Jacob Popperwell. You on the phone with A-Plus. What's happening?
Hey, what up, A-Plus? It's Jacob Popperwell, Westside Connect Gang, all from the I.
What's up, big dog? How you feel, man?
Yeah. Hey, I love that track, yo. 93, that's a sick-ass track, dude. Yo, I love it.
Thanks,
shit.
Man.
That's,
thanks, I appreciate it to the fullest.
I listen to you guys growing up, yo. You feel me? Like that. It was, like, on some real shit. Like, you always gave me some positive grunt.
Man, much love, man, to the fullest, man. I appreciate it to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it get cliche, man, and people say shit, whatever, but, like, as an artist who's a fan first, man, like, I never get tired of anybody being like, man, I felt that, bro, man. Like, I mess with that song or I mess with that album or whatever. I never get tired of it. I never take it lightly, like, oh, yeah, yeah, thanks. You know, every single person who has ever liked anything of mine, man, I'm really, truly, ultimately thankful. And that's no bullshit. I know it sounds like the thing to say, but if anybody know me, I'm a straight shooter, man. So I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, no problem, doggy. You just keep it pushing, man. Like, if there's anything you can do, ask Dialansky, man. I'm a go-getter. This boy anything, like, you know, if I can get a contact email and phone number on you, it's a wrap.
Man, it's all good. It's an open door, bro. That's nothing. It's all good.
You know, hey, I can't believe I missed Cool G Rap, man.
That's what we didn't get into, how much Cool G Rap was an influence on Hieroglyphics. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, we didn't get into that, but it's always another day. But, yeah, Cool
right.
G Rap, that dude, he fathered Styles.
Yep.
Straight up.
Right.
Yeah. Man, I was a big Cool G, huge Cool G Rap fan, like from the 80s. I had this shit on vinyl. Cool G Rap,
yeah.
And J Polo, I had this shit on vinyl. The whole Juice Crew, like that. There was like back in that time when we were talking about, when people was making stuff you never heard before, flows you never heard before, beats you never heard before. It was just an amazing time. And definitely Cool G Rap is a poignant member of the golden era. Like, he's definitely golden era
for sure.
I consider him a part of it. Like, just being an older dude, man, I consider him part of the golden era, because like Hieroglyphics dudes used to sit around and memorize his lyrics, you know what I'm saying? And like,
yeah,
spit him. I could still spit like plenty of shit off Road to the Riches to you right now. So,
oh yeah, absolutely,
you know, salute to that man.
Actually, just to let you know, Jake, if you didn't miss it, there was a miscommunication with the time and the email and whatever, so he's rescheduling, so Cool G Rap, you're still going to be able to rock with, you know what I'm saying, unfortunately, to my DAFOR listeners, you know, but he's definitely coming with it, so don't trip.
Yeah, what's up, dude? I was just on the phone with my boys over in fucking New York and shit, and like I said, I got to go run up and say what up to my boys from DAFOR Radio and shit real fast, because my boy Dialansky has Cool G Rap, and my boy's like, what? You're going to go talk to
him? Yeah. No, he's definitely gonna be on the show, but right now, it's all about A-Plus. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way we doing it.
Yeah.
So, Papa,
we appreciate you. Much love.
We always appreciate you rocking with us.
Yep.
Definitely. Yep. So, A-plus, man, you know, man, you're just rocking out with us like this. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? You're welcome to chill, you know what I'm saying, the rest of the show. MJG is supposed to drop in, and then CMG from the Conscious Daughters. So, you know, it's up to you, my dude, but we definitely going to rock out and represent hip-hop. But you have a home here, my dude. Like, exactly. I mean, just call in. Anything you doing, any, you know, especially the album, I'm going to make sure there's a link on die4productions.com that's going to lead straight to whatever is, has you happening. But keep me involved, man, you know, and I'm definitely going to hold down hip-hop.
Yeah, I thank you for that, and I'm going to take you up on that. Anything I got going, it's good to make the connection, and we'll just keep the energy flowing through it, man. Thank you for having me here. I'm actually going to head out to I'm about to go watch my homegirl. She's a DJ, Smashel, too, if I'm going to shout her out. I'm about to go catch her at the club. But I'm gonna have y'all in the car, man, while I'm on my way there, man, so I'm going to keep listening. Once again, thank you for having me. It's been an honor and a pleasure, and I'm the type of dude, I'm a networker. Let's just keep it pushing. Like, doors open to stay open, man, so we can keep walking in and out of them, man. So here we go.
Absolutely, and I'm going to make sure behind the scenes when I get off the air, man, I'm going to send you, you know, my personal number and everything, and we'll make sure that we connect like that because, you know, we'll make things happen, man. It's our job to do it.
Man, please do, and I appreciate it to the fullest, man. Just let it be the start of something, man. Thank you for having me. That's real.
And no problem. Have a blessed night. Have a safe night. And you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop to the fullest, my dude.
Die for radio. You already know, man. A-plus in the house. I love y'all, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Hey, no problem, man. That's just a motherfucking pleasure. And I say the motherfucking with, like, you know, exclamation points. Shout out to my man Todd Davis with the exclamation points. You know what I mean? We really doing it right here. Jace, so is he still rocking with us?
Hell yeah.
Man, wouldn't that just something, you know what I mean? A-plus, man. That this is crazy.
That's unbelievable, dude. I'm humbled by how humble he is, bro.
Man, that's a real dude right there. And I love the direction Dolphin Radio is going because we actually, you know, we have these talks, you know, and it's about hip-hop and it leads to, like, real information and real substance, you know what I mean? And it's just a pleasure, man. Like, it's crazy because that's exactly where I wanted to go with this because, again, the history has to end. And I said this, so didn't I have a conversation with you? And I was like, you know, if somebody really likes heavy metal or some kind of rock, they know the history of like Led Zeppelin and the Doors and all this, and they're like, yo, that's this and that. But it was the people that are like hip-hop, they're like, yeah, you know, I showed somebody, I think I said on the air, a Run DMC song, and they were like, yeah, that's just kind of whack, homie, this is how it sounds. And I'm like, you know, you almost want to slap a dude because it's like, that's Run DMC, homie. Like, oh, man. So we definitely rocking out, you know what I mean? Man, we doing it. You know, I'm going to go a little music because we definitely been talking, you know, like, but, you know, I almost like it. It's almost like I need a talk show. Well, guess what I have on? It's called Die For Radio, you motherfuckers. You know what I mean? We got Colorado in the house. You know what I'm saying? We got, man, A-plus in the house. We, you know, waiting on MJG, Cool G Rap, like I said. Unfortunately, just had to, you know what I'm saying, just a time conflict, unfortunately. And, well, we're going to make it happen. So how you feeling tonight? Y'all good for your mom's birthday? Everything was good?
Oh, yeah. Big shout-out to my mom's, man. Rock, she's everything to me. Happy birthday to her.
Absolutely.
And, dude, just a few months, man. Die For Radio is the best radio show ever.
Well, we try to get it, you know, make sure it is going down, you know what I mean? And just shout out to, you know, forget it, man. Shout out to Cool G Rap. You know, I'm going to go ahead and play, you know what I'm saying, a classic from him because, you know, he'll be on Die For Radio very soon, very, very soon. So we're waiting for MJG to get in the house. This is Die For Radio. We rocking out. Come on.
Yeah, word up, word the mother. It comes G-Rap with another one, y'all. We gonna swing this like this. I'm right in front of my front step, thinking of a plan. Looking like Raggedy Ann, or throwing hand, kicking a can. Thinking of a place to pull some banking, because some dad is thinking. So's all my shoes winking, t-shirt is shrinking. Soon I see some thighs and my eyes open wide quick. Who's that with the chick? Bill blast my sidekick. What's up, black? Give a Santa smack. Then up pulls a Cadillac, your baby will be back. Jump right on the side, not too many people sober, thinking about who gotta get robbed, because the mob got a job for us. They drove us down to the subversion of town where the clowns dare be paying for.
get rid of them. But Jimmy's wife is with them and they don't want to involve her. Hopped out the back seat, they gave me a revolver. Blast you, distract them, while I go and whack them. Enter through the back, shot at the bar and then attack them. He's screaming for his life, reaching for his wife. Shot him in the back of the head and tricked him with a knife. And that goes for anybody that gotta pay their dues. You lose, cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose.
Suckers are clobber, because my town is full of cops and robbers. You're not promised tomorrow in this little shop of horrors. So I got to get with the business and hit quick. Money grips, pockets looking thick, so I stick slick. Hold it right there, here's an ear, I know you got the loot. Or better yet, face down on the ground, empty your pockets too. Hit the deck, I got the check right on your neck. And I expect to make a buck to heck with a travel check. But if a Vic tries to choke me, I'll have to smoke him like I'm smoking the beer. So okie dokie, goodbye. Avoid bar yards, have a good journey. Don't even try begging for your life, that don't concern me. So to the next weasel that freezes, you're begging and you're pleasing. Only getting you closer to meeting Jesus. Yeah, I shake a smuck just to make a buck. Then I break a duck, and if the duck gotta give up, then I don't give a fuck. Hyper as a sniper, piping niggas like a plumber. Cold thinking and sticking up the ones that run the numbers. Or even a bigger score, the lady in the liquor store. Go inside, they kicking the door. Pull her, then I'm sticking it for. Money or your life, honey, hurry and choose. But you lose, because I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
because I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
because I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
because I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
because I got the ill street blues. Extra, extra, read all about it in the papers. The boss tried to rape us, so we tossed him off the skyscraper. Because he brought us some other people to come and hit us. Get us, but none of them did us. He must be trying to kill us. But that's dead, I'm fake, got in the red. Crossed the red borders, cross nobody can short us. We fled down the headquarters, ready to put some work. We're not a lazy crew, I do a job or two. But yo, my man can't even stick me with some crazy glue. Ready to tour him even more because he's soaring. We took out all his lookouts out the front and kicked his door in. What's up, Snake? Roger Violate. They called him a hot sauce. Yo, that's a pick. That don't fly straight. Getting ready to jab him. I grabbed him by the necktie. Homie tried to get fly and swing. I gave him a necktie. You know the evil the men do. Tell us where the men go. We snatched him by his hands and feet and threw him out the window. Up, 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 in the way, cause I don't play clown. Buck, 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 take that with you on the way down. I'm hoping you got springs and wings on your shoes. But you lose, cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose.
Die for radio in the house. You know what I'm saying? This is the way we do it. Got my special guest in the house. NJG, what's happening, player? How you doing?
Yo, 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 man. You got it, man. Doing beautiful, man. Doing beautiful, man. Just pushing this record, man. Too pimping. But, man, you know, just trying to keep it too pimping.
Absolutely, which you always have. And it's a pleasure having you on here, though, my dude, for real. I mean, y'all been around forever. You've been around forever. You a foundation. You know what I'm saying? Man, just like I said, a pleasure, man. So what's going on besides the new record? You know, what have you been up to? What's new with you?
Other than that, man, the same old man, you know, me and Ball is doing tour spots for the 20th anniversary of the Coming Out Hard album. We also working on our next project called Timeless. It'll be released next year. But other than that, man, really just pushing this record. You know, the record Two Pimpin' is available now. It's like a movie on wax, and also looking to shoot a movie real soon too, and go straight to Netflix with that. And
okay. What's the name of that movie?
Two Pimpin'.
Okay, yeah. So the whole thing is Two Pimpin', because the single, the album, everything. Okay, so you definitely got it going.
Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, definitely, man, it's crazy because we've had so many rappers that are on my show now that have been on their anniversary. You know what I'm saying? And it's now your 8-Ball MJG's, you know, anniversary from your first album somewhat too. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah. This is like this year is make the 20th year anniversary. Coming out hard.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, but still relevant music. I mean, y'all stood the test of the time, should you say? You know what I'm saying? How did you manage that? I mean, obviously, you know, it being a culture and the way y'all brought it up, you know, if you stick with that, it's good. But, you know, through all that, the digital era and the whole thing, how did y'all hold on to that?
Man, just trying to stick to the formula, man. You know, it's just like, you know, it's an art, you know, also. And but, you know, it's like, I guess it's just like in hand art or painting, you know, you paint several different pictures, but, you know, you're trying to keep the same style at the same time, you know. You know, and that's what we've just, you know, set out to do and been able to do over all this time is change, you know, evolve and grow, but kind of still keep it in the same area.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's tough to do, though, because in a digital era like it is, I mean, you have a lot of rappers that can do the same thing in a room that y'all had to go and bust out on the SSO board or something like that back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, times have definitely changed.
Most definitely. Most definitely changed. You know, it's just the evolution of the game. You know, we still, you know, like incorporate things. You know, it's like when you was in those times when you was on the SSL, you know, it's like you can bring your knowledge in, your skills, you know, whatever you learned from those times or whatever, and mix it up, you know, with what's going on now. That's like the plus to it, too, though, because, like, some cats these days don't, you know, they only have that, you know, like they started on the laptop and, you know, and that's what did it for them, you know. That's what made the number one hit, you know. That's what fed the family, you know. So, you know, if it's working, cool. But at the same time, you know, when you come from, you know, the era like we did, you know, you kind of put it all together. You know, you kind of mash up, you know, we bring along that history along with us now, you know, and mix it up, you know, the stuff that we was doing back then and the stuff that we learned and the process of how we put, you know, songs and music together and stuff like that, you know. You know, it all works, you know, along with the digital age, you know, it's kind of like a extra plus, really.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but you guys have, I mean, been relevant, you know, and that could just be regardless of having on studios and this and that. You're talented. You know what I'm saying? You guys have that niche. You definitely have what it takes to stay relevant for 20 years. And, you know, some of these rappers, I think nowadays, and we was just talking about this, but, man, I don't know if in 20 years you're going to be looking at these songs like you do, you know, on the songs that y'all did, you know. And I mean, hopefully, but, you know, sometimes the substance isn't there, so, you know, I don't know. But tell me a little bit about this track, man. I'm going to play this two pending because they definitely need to hear it. And it's already out, people. Y'all need to check this out. You know, MJG definitely in the house. Tell us a little about this track.
The track two pimping is the title track, basically. Like the whole meat behind the project. Just basically hitting them, saying, you know, my pimping is on, you know, my hustle game is up, you know, with this whole thing, and you know, and you know, I'm just coming back, you know, and I'm pimping harder than ever before, pimping my whole situation, you know, and just put it out there like that, you know, like I said, you know, it's the title track of the album, and you know, it's the title of the movie, and you know, it just explains everything, you know. It's like when, you know, when your flow is on point, you know, when the, you know, when the tracks is smooth and laid back, you know, when you're riding in the Cadillac, you know, and Everything is like Cadillac and real smooth right now, you know. That means your pimping is on point. You know, you pimping. You know, it ain't necessarily got to be pimping, you know, or be to a hoe, but, you know, but your pimping is on point. You know, that's your pimping. You know, your hustle, your game, your job, you know, whatever you do, you know.
Your repertoire.
Good at whatever. You know, your looks, you know, your swagger, you know, your style or whatever. That's your pimping, and, you know. And that's why, you know, I named it Two Pimping, you know, because everything about this is Two Pimping. You know, we try to keep it Two Pimping, you know, keep it too cool, too smooth, you know, like laid back, you know, but bumping at the same time, you know. So on that note, you know, here's, you know, the song Two Pimping. I'm too pimping for this suit, too pimping for this tie.
Let's do this. Two Pimpin' Doubtful Radio, MJG in the house. Let's go.
For the suit, I'm too pimpin' for the side, but I pimp a prostitute, I'm so fly, I'm built tight, yeah, I'm the guy, space stay way, way up in the sky, I'm so high, I can see all of my hoes anywhere they get, anywhere they goes, and they knows I don't play that shit, ain't gotta be, cause I make that beat, do what I want to, go ahead and break that. Get all this money, then I'ma take that shit. Back to the safe house, even though the safe jet ski. A little rougher sometimes, you can rent them from me. I ain't got a couple, she mine. And I breaking bitches cause I got it like that. See, I started out with bubble gum, then it went to lunch car, then I got the whole allowance, that was just a one broad. Now I'm getting spoiled with it, I need a massage, swimming pool in the back of a vehicle garage. I'm M-type, MJ, baby girl, I'm new to this. Now come get on my team, I'll show you what to do with this. Make yourself presentable, go find us a rich trick. He think it ain't tricking, if you got it, that's a quick lick. We ain't gotta waste a minute messing with a
Radio in the house with MJG. That was Two Pimpin' off the album, plus the movie, plus everything else he got going. What's good with you, my dude?
Man, hey, that's it, man. Two Pimpin', man. Just trying to
just
keep it
Two Pimpin'.
Yeah, Two Pimpin', man. You know, everybody should have that Two Pimpin' state of mind, you know, and just keep it Two Pimpin'. You keep everything Two Pimpin', and 9 times out of 10, everything going to go pretty smooth. Calm down. You know, you get off work or whatever, put that Two Pimpin' in your ride and play that on the way to the house.
Absolutely. And then my 720s, I got Colorado in the house. Are you all over there Two Pimpin'?
Yeah, you know, we over here. I just want to say, MJG, nigga, this is crazy that I'm talking to this nigga, man. I'm listening to you and Fat Max CD right now, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I'm listening to y'all's throwback. Fuck, I can't remember the name of the CD, nigga. I should pop that bitch. It's got that
Straight from the underground, fat boy from the mouth, spit it how I live it, keep it good, that's how we get. What's the name of that?
That's that Living Legend.
Thank you. Don't make, nigga. Hey, I'm telling you right now, we out here in the snow cold, in the wild, wild west, and shoot the shit out you, Colorado, and that don't make me? Nigga, you should have never made that one. They out here shooting shit up and fucking shit up. I'm like, look, nigga. I mean, you know, the nigga come from the bullshit like we do. I'm from Illinois originally, but I've been out here for a while. But I'm like,
yeah.
The nigga didn't mean for niggas to get to shooting up the club and acting crazy with this song, nigga. No, nigga, that's what he meant. Oh, fuck that. Oh, that nigga want us to shoot shit up. I'm like, you niggas is out of control with this shit, nigga.
That's
that turn up right there. Niggas hear that like, yeah, we finna go fuck it up tonight.
Yeah, that's that stress relief song right there.
I promise you it is. I swear to God it is.
Hey, you know,
I don't know. Like I said, man, it's just an honor because I didn't even know that you and Ball had been around so long. And when niggas is telling me, like, nigga, them niggas is like UGK type shit, nigga. They've been along. They was right there with Pimp C and Shore and a lot of them niggas. I'm like, for real? Niggas like, yeah. When I heard that Living, it was a CD before Living Legend y'all had put out. And that's when I first heard of y'all. And I'm like, oh, who's these new niggas? They're like, no, nigga. These niggas been here, been doing this. You just didn't know. And I'm like, what? And I go and do my research as I got a little bit older. And I'm like, you know what? These niggas been around since the 80s type shit.
20-some years, homie. 20-some years. Chilling here on Top of Radio. You know what I mean?
Been doing this.
Yes,
so like
yeah,
I said, hey, G, you still got your dreads, man? You still got your long hair?
No, man, I cut it off about a year and a half ago.
Oh, he cut his too. You know what? I came home and it was about that time I had mine for about 3 years. So, but it's crazy because I was like, I'm never gonna cut my hair. I was like, I'm gonna be like that nigga MJG. He still got his hair. Fuck what you niggas is talking about. I'm out to report, like, nigga, my nigga cut his hair off. It's about that time. You know, trying to do something different.
You know it. Got to.
Absolutely. All right, Rambo. Definitely keep rocking with us, man. We still got a great show. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big with MJG. So, man, what's in the future for you, my dude? Because I know you're blessing us with your time, and we don't want to take up too much of it. So what's in the future for you and what you got going on for 014?
Man, just really basically I'll be dropping a couple of videos at the top of the year, trying to get the movie done as soon as possible. Of course, I'm going to keep the 2 Pimping series going, so it will be another 2 Pimping coming, you know, with a whole other storyline, like a whole other movie, like a part 2 of that also. Got a brand of cigars that's going to be coming out.
Okay, that's what's up.
So you can look for those too, but all of that is going down in 14, and of course the 8-Ball and MJG album, Timeless. All of that stuff is like 2014 stuff right there.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, so I look for all of that stuff next year.
And yeah, and definitely tell them where they can find the new album and the new single and the new movie and everything.
Okay, well, the new album available now. You can get it on iTunes, Google Play Store, Amazon, Spotify, Sony Music, anywhere online. Tales Music, the movie 2 Pimping will be available on Netflix early next year. And all of my social media, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, is all Pimp Type MJG, P-I-M-P-T-Y-P-E, MJG. You can reach me there or through my personal assistant, Black, at Black GC, and it's B-L-A-K, Black GC at Yahoo.com. And for Coming Out Hard tour dates, you can email pushbooking.com, P-U-S-H, booking.com, pushbooking@gmail.com.
Okay.
Pushbooking@gmail.com. And again, two for two pimping dates or MJG features or anything like that, you can contact Black at B-L-A-K-G-C at Yahoo.com.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, again, a pleasure having someone like you on Thoughtful Radio. Like the album says, a living legend in the house. Can you do me a favor, man, and, you know what I'm saying, give me a Thoughtful Radio shout-out, because I definitely want to make sure to have that. And anything you got going, man, like I said, you let me know. We'll play the singles. We'll do whatever we got to do to help you out, because you're a legend in this game, hence the album Living Legend. But do me a favor, man, and give a last, you know, shout-out to the fans, and then a Thoughtful Radio shout-out for me, and we'll let you enjoy your night. Again, blessed to just have you here.
Okay, all right. Yo. I want to give a shout-out everybody out there, you know, on the web. And most definitely, I want to send a special shout-out that way out on the web out to my boy Max Julian. And this is your boy, Pimp Type, MJG, you hear me? To Die For Radio. Don't play it. Die For Radio. It's something to die for. You hear me? The real shit. This your boy, Pimp Type, MJG. And this how we get down. Die For Radio. Die For Radio. To the dirt, to the hurt. You hear me? Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. A pleasure, my dude. Like I said, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to this, you know what I'm saying? Keep me involved, man, because we still fans over here as far as that goes. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely want to help out you guys, and definitely anything we can do to do that. It's just a phone call away, my dude, so please let me know. And a radio station away. You got a new single after that you're pushing, just let me know. We'll get it done.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Same here. Anything, you know, you ever need any drops, anything you need from it, man, just let me know.
Absolutely, and you definitely can be hearing from me, my dude. I stay in contact with my guests. Again, I'm still a music fan. Forget hip-hop, forget genres. I'm a music fan. Y'all are musicians. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So that's definitely the way it goes here on Die For Radio. You know what I'm saying? We just waiting for our special guest after this to get in the house, and we all good. You know what I mean? MJG in the house. Before that, we had A+. So, you know, it was just good shit. Good, you know, Thoughtful Radio happened the way it's supposed to happen. Man, what else can you expect? So we're going to rock out. We're waiting from CMG from Conscious Daughters. That's a West Coast classic, by the way. Funky Expedition. You know what I mean? For what you feel about Funky Expedition. Tell me that's not a classic.
That's a motherfucking classic, yo.
They got a lot of things that she's been doing since then, CMG. So we're definitely gonna catch up with her. You know what I mean? She's about to call in right now. She was actually just on the line and just hung up, but she's calling right back. So you know what I'm saying? We just run a little bit behind. That A+ conversation went crazy and it was real dope. real dope.
Shout out to
A
Plus. That shit was dope. I got it, caught it in time.
Yeah, no, definitely. And again, just trying to do the legend thing. And again, like, you know, like I mean, MJG been around, A-Ball and MJG been around for so long, it's like crazy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. We had a caller call in right now on a 510 area code, you know what I'm saying, 510-4-RADIO. What's happening with you?
What's up? This is CMG from Conscious Daughters.
Oh!
I think I just saw you hang up, and I was trying to get to you right then, but... What's happening with
you?
My
battery died.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We ran just a little bit behind.
It's all good. I'm with you.
Absolutely. So what's up with you? I mean, again, absolute pleasure to have you here. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm a West Coast dude to the fullest. So, you know, I've been around the block as far as you, but we got a lot of East Coast listeners and some younger listeners. And you know what I'm saying? So just give them just a little shout-out of who you are, just a little taste, because you know what I'm saying? I definitely got some great questions for you for the interview, and they're going to know more. But just give them a little taste of who you are.
Oh, for sure. Well, you know, I'm CMG from Conscious Daughters, one half of the legendary female rap duo from Oakland, California. We came out in the 90s with a hit single, Funky Expedition, one of the first female gangster rap groups straight out of the West Coast, you know, toured across the country. We had another single called We Roll Deep, which was also a big hit for us. And, you know, five albums later, you know, still in the game, about to drop some new music. But definitely, you know, a 90s flavored artist, you know, from the true school of hip-hop. And that's what it is. I was listening to MJG. I wanted to holler at him because we were blessed, you know, to be able to tour all across the country and across America, excuse me. And we toured with A-Ball and MJG. So, you know, I hadn't talked to him for a while.
Oh, man, I wish I
would have
known.
I
wish I would have known. I couldn't
figure out how to speak.
Oh, no, because I said, but at the same time, that's my bad, because also I wanted to give you your shine. You know what I'm saying, as well, so I didn't want to, that's my bad right there, because I could have totally brought you on, you know what I mean, so that is definitely my bad.
It's all good. I'm going to try to catch up with him. I got his hookup. I wrote it down, so.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll relive the good times we had. We went out there in Memphis,
absolutely.
And they showed us a good time.
Yo, it's always a good time in Memphis. I love that town. I love that town. So definitely, I mean, but you got, you know, man, a lot of history here on the West Coast. I mean,
yeah.
You know, Funky,
even though people,
you know, heard Funky Expedition, there was a lot that came into fruition to get there. You know what I'm saying? What got you into hip-hop? I mean, what type of music did you listen to as far as growing up that got you on the hip-hop level? Yeah, no, it definitely is, but it's necessary because, again, what I try to do with Die For Radio is the people that really were the pioneers of it. I try to bring them back so the younger crowd that I have, actually does the research and listens to real music with substance again and does the history. I think, again, the substance in our music now is the lack of history. And we had A-Plus on earlier from Souls of Mischief and Hieroglyphics, and he said it, you know, correctly, too. He said, you know, I think, you know, if you listen to any genre of music, rock or this or that, they know the history. Well, Led Zeppelin did this or, you know, Doors did this, but a lot of these newer cats in hip-hop don't know the history of who was actually doing hip-hop. You know, they'll hear a Run-DMC song and be like, yo, that doesn't sound like Drake, you know? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, tell us a little bit about how you actually got into the hip-hop thing, because I know you was raised in vinyl and really good soul music and stuff like that. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, okay, first of all, me and Special One, we grew up in the 80s, okay? We've been best friends since we was about 12 years old. That's when we met, around age 12. So by the time we turned around age 12, 13, 14, we started, hip-hop had really just came out because it was the early 80s when we started. We listened to a lot of rock music. We used to listen to KFRC radio. It was a lot of Elton John, and rap really hadn't come out yet. as we started getting into high school, hip-hop came out, and it was a heavy New York influence. And we used to get tapes from WBLS radio station in New York. At our high school, we had a radio station, and a special one was a DJ there. So during class, one of her classes, it was a small 10-watt radio station. It reached, you know, from here to Oakland and the other way to Vallejo, maybe to Sac. So we were broadcasting live, and she was the DJ, and I was her assistant. I would cut class and come down there and do my Roxanne raps, you know, because I wanted to be Roxanne. And she wanted to be, oh, man,
a real Roxanne sound teeth. No, I feel you.
Yeah, and so, you know, we had a live radio show, and you know, all the cutting and scratching was live, and Run DMC came out. We thought we was Run DMC, and our influences are all, you know, 80s rappers, KRS-One, Eric B., Too Short, you know, a lot of, as far as the females go, Queen Latifah, Moni Love, you know, and basically we had a strong foundation from that. So as we were in high school, we had all this equipment. We started making demo tapes. And
you still there? Ooh, we actually lost her for some reason. I don't know if her battery died, but she was in but I should definitely call back, you know what I mean? So I don't know if her battery died or what happened. We still rocking Doppel Radio. We about, you know, a little bit like we about 15 seconds going to overtime. So look, y'all listening online, it's about to cut off, but you got the replay. Doubtful Radio, y'all on the motherfucking lines. We about to do this. Definitely she's about to call back. Hopefully, I don't know if it's going to let her though, you know what I mean, but we're still going to rock out. I'm going to go ahead and go into this, you know what I'm saying, Funky Expedition, because it's a classic, and we're going to wait for her to call back.
Expedition. homies steady clowning on the gas brake tip. It's a conscious group making all my daughters move, rolling through the town with the big bass boom. Let's get bigger on these niggas up the street, jock them for a minute, let them take us out to eat. But I'll concentrate on all my niggas later. I flow to this shit cause I'm special on the greater. But it's a funky beat that got me gripping still like this. Coming to my show if you're fine, you make tips. The miss with the bomb, I never stress no tension. Come kick it with the daughters as we take you on a funky expedition.
Deck, 5FC, Deck, Moon on Deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother J, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die for a radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dia. Holding it down, Die for Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die for Radio.
I loved doing right, but I was trapped in hell. Had mad ideas, sad eyes and tears. Years of fears, but yo, my foes couldn't bear. I searched for the truth since my youth, and went to church since birth. But it wasn't worth the loot that I was paying, plus the praying. I didn't like staying, cause of busybody and dizzy hottie. That the preacher had souped up the lies, had me cooped up looking at loose butts and thighs. During the service, he swallowed up the poor. And after they heard this, they wallowed on the floor. But I ignored and explored my history that was untold, and watched mysteries unfold, and dropped a jewel like Solomon, but never follow men, cause if you do, your brain is more hollow than space oblivia, all the abyss, with no trace of trivia, left with the hits. Does it pay to be deaf, dumb, blind? From a slave, he was kept from the mind, and from the cage, he crept from behind, and what he gave was a sect of the swine. I don't mean to pull your hems or flip your wig, but we used to wear a turban, but now we're in the urban. No more wearing beanies or dressed like a genie. No hocus pocus, cause I focus on the facts and put it on the track and put it through the wax. I speak on Jacob, it might take up some time, and too much knowledge, it might break up the rhyme. I did it anyway just to wake up the mind of those who kiss stones of praise on the carpet. Those who sit home and sell books by the market need to chill and get their mind revived. For years, religion did nothing but divide. The basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The basic instructions before leaving Earth.
I strolled through the books of Job to unfold and open Bible. Screaming hallelujah, winning hallelujah, that's how the devil fooled ya. See, look into my eyes, reverend, that's the lies of a reverend. Why should you die to go to heaven? The earth is already in space, the Bible I embrace. A difficult task I had to take, I studied through, my eyes were swollen, and only arose when I found about that, that we were the chosen. I deal with the truth and deal with the youth and teach my son as he kneels on the stoop. Son, life is a pool of sin, corrupted with foolish men and women with wicked minds who build picket signs to legalize abortion, the evil eye extortion. I quit, son, with my wisdom. Before I converted, I was perverted, and knowledge was asserted. The study of wisdom, I preferred it. The understanding, it gave me mental freedom. I even learned Caucasian, but really, the tribal eater. The white image of Christ is really Caesar, Borgia, Anda, the second son of Pope Alexander, the sixth of Rome. And once the picture was shown, that's how the devil tricked my dome. I prophesied to save a man, but no one gave a damn. From my nation, the seed of Abraham. Blessed with the tongue of Hebrew. Now we strung on needles, and some are plunging evil. So study and be wise in these days of darkness. Peace to my nephew Marcus.
The face of destruction before even earth. Life is a test, maybe quest the universe. And through my research, I thought the Juliana heard. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The face of destruction before even earth. Life is a test, maybe quest the universe. And through my research, I thought the Juliana heard.
Yo, Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying, definitely getting it in. We're waiting, you know what I'm saying, for CMG. Her phone died again, so, you know what I'm saying, we trying to make it happen. We in overtime, too, so we can't have her call back because we in overtime, but we're going to get her back on my phone. I'm going to do the three-way call for you. Chilling?
We chilling. I mean, the same, but, you know, shit happens. Yeah, we had it for a microsecond, but it's all good.
Well, you know, we're definitely going to make it happen. But all in
shout
all,
out to
you know
A-plus,
what I'm saying?
Though.
Yeah, man, A-plus was dope. That was crazy. You know, it was like he was talking to one of your homies, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I also want to say, before we had that one caller said the co-host, there's only one co-host for Die For Radio. That's Mad Fool, my boy. Y'all just guest co-host. Get that right. Next topic.
No, for sure. That's the homie Omar, though. You know what I'm saying? We keep him out of trouble by keeping occupied with this shit. So, you know what I'm saying? He does his thing. But, yeah, I feel you. Die For, that's in the name. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way we do it. And you know what I'm saying? There's some sneaky motherfuckers around here, but in a good way. You know what I mean? What's happening, ACL?
My manuscript, monumental. Dirty Harry on the hip by the state in the rental. What's going down, man? You already know who I'm seeing. Staying in the building. What's up to my nigga Mad Four, man? What's up, Lansky? Die For Radio with the
what it do, boy?
Black, you already know. Shots fired, nigga. Hold your head. Duck.
Fucking ducking for them shots.
Hey, good show as always, fam. You know I'm always listening in the cut, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And taking it is, soaking up game, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to the Conscious Daughters. Big shout-out to Cool G Rap, A+, MJG, Pimp Tight. You know what I'm saying?
And actually, Cool G Rap had to be scheduled. I guess he read the email as the East Coast time. And so when it got to 8:30, which is 11:30 out there, he was like, you know, it happened. So it's a straight reschedule with Cool G, everything all good. You know what I'm saying? Shit happens, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah, big shout-out to him.
The show.
Yeah, it's all good. As long as we got him coming back, you know what I mean?
A-plus was dope, man. That was, like, some really good conversations we had, and that's like, my point with Die For right there. You know what I mean? It was, like, really, like, man, that's a whole 2 hours in itself. Like, we have A-plus back on. He's going to be the only special guest.
A-plus, man, I got some juicy questions for that fool because, like I said, I better call in and call him in time. So I'm like, damn, but it's all good, though. I know he'll be back. You'll be back.
Absolutely. And sure. Obviously everybody's still listening, and the people listening to the, you know what I'm saying, the archive and this and that, you already on Blog Talk Radio, /Die4Productions, you know what I mean? But I got about, you know what I'm saying, about 15 minutes or so, maybe about 10, 12 minutes, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna rock some music. Sneak, what you got going on this weekend, man? What you got going on Sunday? Shut 'em Down Radio, obviously. You know what I'm saying? But what's new in the works with you?
Man, just, you know, still working on new music, of course, you know what I mean, and scouting for that new talent, you know, to break on the show. And, you know, just staying busy, you know what I'm saying, keeping my head above water and, you know, getting ready for this move back to the West Coast. You know what I mean? It's a big move. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting my mind ready, getting my finances ready. And, you know, shit, we got to do what we got to do, man, because it's a lot of power right now what we doing. So I got to be close, you know, to my real ninjas. You see what I'm saying? So I'm coming back,
yeah.
Callie. I'm on the way.
And we're going to be waiting for you when you get back over here, my dude. We got you 100%.
Pass it to me, my nigga. I need to hit what you be hitting, my nigga. I need to get on your level.
Speaking of that,
when you're
fucking with us,
yes, sir.
Real people fucking take care of people who are real with each other. We don't fuck with them phony motherfuckers. All that fake love shit. You should do that shit later on. Eventually, you know, you got a bunch of motherfuckers licking the grass. But later, we're going to see through that ass.
What I'm talking about.
Awesome. Let's do this. Bullet point. Mad for Don Lansky. Breaking Bad. Let's do this.
Bullet point. Spinning them shots to get your attention.
Bullet point.
Rapid rack to many names to really mention.
Bullet point.
So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet point.
Spinning them shots to get your attention.
Bullet point.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet point.
So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
I guess these rappers really ain't got much to say. You see, I do what I do, homie, it's like every day. Still bruise with my crews, most days we parlay. But the stealth of my wealth is my point, and that's all day. You see, these bullets burn when we spit them out. I guess it's life you're losing, let's call these doctors out. Live life through the nights and try to escape dawn. The system's corrupt, so let's lick a shot for Trayvon. Fuck it, I had to, that spirit that I'm lifting gifted, but still twisted, to be automatic, spitting wicked. Should I mention public interest when you're gifted? Moving towards a master, so fuck it, homie, let's get this. Die for collaborations, here's that sickness. We working bad on every level, never forget this. But you can kiss this ass if you resent this. I'm a blast from the past, but presently sent to rip this.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet point.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet point.
So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet point.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet point.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet point.
So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
These type of bullets will cripple entire empires. Everybody duck, cause my gun is letting off fire. To all you corny rappers, shut the fuck up, you some liars. And I got the pliers with the blazer cut, fucking up your shit from your neck to your gut, keeping your body stiffer than the fucker King Tut. And we about to get paid, getting laid. Die for, got the shit that you love to hate, cause you's a fake and we always go harder. Die a Lansky man for, got the shit that's hotter, and our shit is proper and it doesn't stop. Die for is also known for busting off block on any block, on any team. It doesn't matter if you're a camp or a regime. It doesn't matter what set your breath. Don't forget, motherfuckers, you get cut and get hit with a bullet point.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet point.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet point.
So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet point.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet point.
These rappers.
Y'all didn't expect the Dronians to hook up with DJ Jenner from Germany. Here we go.
Yo, spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Robin weaving through the beat with weekly, but I'm lyrical. Spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Robin weaving through the beat with weekly, but I'm lyrical. Rhyme near max critical. HD, no digital, so you can hear me clearly through your gray headphones or stereo. Yo, spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Robin weaving through the beat with weekly, but I'm lyrical. Rhyme near max critical, HD, no digital, so you can hear me clearly through your Dre headphones or stereo. Fisticuff my headphones like Joe Cooley, you don't hear me though. Video killed the radio, but live murdered the video. Call me Killer Ron with that percussion style. Single take these verses, so I'm in and out like animal style. Now I'm waiting on the post jerk to see what gets birth. A star is born every new day on this mother earth. Means high up, I a desire, the flow's too deadly. 98 degrees, no homo, minus the medley. Make
This beat guarantees a hit like winter formals. Better yet, a pay-per-view of money versus me or you. Trucks and BMW, shoes and George W, UFC and Rockefeller Records, just to name a few. Hit like the black and the blueprint. Eyes the same color, denying he didn't do it. Hit feels like blows from the Pac-Man. Frankie Lyman rolling with the Stones and the Smack Man. Hit like a gang initiation. Top 40 on the charts are singles from the Haitian. Hit talking Wayne and Alicia. M. Snoop Luda with T-Pain on
okay,
the feature.
Get on your grind and make it happen. Grind and make it happen. Grind and make it. Grind and make it. Grind and make it. Grind and make it happen. The goal is paper stacking. Ball to you ball, don't slip and keep it cracking. Chuck couldn't get me in the 40-40 club, so I had to grease the bouncer and the doorman a dub. Sneak a tote so they don't catch me, get my sticky icky on. Rap is just a stepping stone so I can sell some men's cologne. Call me Lonnie Lynn or P. Diddy in a suit. Have you smelling like a baller? Well, minus the loot. Zoot, zoot, me American, African American. I prefer black like Bill and Sidney doing it again. Bill got killed, but it wasn't Black Mamba. One over Jordan, 24 is the new number. Born with the silver spoon, financially it's wood. So I'm steadily hitting greens like a stony Tiger Woods. 10-4 coffee like a blue and white coffee. Po-po, 5-0, popping body shots like Rocky. Hit like inhales from the cannabis. Girls fighting in the club, the target is unanimous. Hit like the plays from your MySpace. Cops rearrange your face and leave you on the ground from those hits. Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Ken Griffey Jr.'s got the juice like mimosas. Hit Sugar Shane, Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Leonard, Dylan Payne, yeah, when they drop yo,
in the
iPhone spell correction flips my words. Now I'm winging it like Pegasus and 12-piece birds. Full on focus, spit like Beach Street. Dumbfounded, got you thinking that this is a RZA beat. Recognize it's DP, broaden your perception. Heavy pushers don't even know that it's a recession. Meanwhile, everybody second guessing their profession. Still down for that percussion, no jam session. Grab the mic at your discretion, test if you can spit. Epic fail, end up ultra mile, lickety split. Shit's about to get major, bypass D-League. Ready for the pro, somebody has gotta see me. Baptize beats when I elevate, skeet, skeet. Posterized tracks on ESPN TV. Blindside your ass like Sandra Bullock and Stevie. Wonder why Rihanna's got a shiner on TV. Hit like a bullet with a spyro. Tripping up in Compton or pissing off DJ Iroh. Hit, disgrace your moms to your face. Now you're about to catch a case, cause you set him in his place from those hits. Now your home is the county. Look the wrong way and catch a shaft like it's Roundtree. Hit Ron Artest and the Pistons. MMA, WBA, and the 80 greatest hits.
Here we go on and on.
Did it again
with the hits. Cody Nation,
killing them.
Cody
Hollywood.
You already know that shit's killing it. That's my
always
shit right there. Like, man, that's just my shit right there. So look, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We definitely rocking out. You know, I can't believe he's rocking out like that with me this late, but he always does that. That's the way it happens. You know what I mean?
Tuesdays and Thursdays, motherfuckers.
Oh, shit. I got Killer Ron on the line. Killer, you there?
Yo.
Brosco, hey, that's the MC. That's my brother. He the one that did that Slums right there, man. That's his joint. He on the line rocking with us, too.
That's when I was whack.
Mm. Well, I love to hear the new shit. You know, you got to get that over here to Die For Radio ASAP.
Die For Radio?
Yup.
All right, I'll check it out. So on Thursdays. You guys on
Tuesdays
every Thursday
and
or what?
Thursdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. All right. Who am I speaking to right now, sir?
This is Dyer Lansky, and I got my boy, my co-host, Matt Ford, with me, Die For Productions.
Trust. Do you have a Twitter?
Twitter, everything Dyer Lansky, Die For Radio, DIARLANSKY.
I'm going to do my research, sir.
Absolutely. That's what I'm banging.
Yes, indeed, man.
And I got a bunch of bangers too. So definitely, you know, tune in. I'm sorry you missed the show. We actually had a great show. We had a, you know, what I'm saying, A plus from Souls of Mischief for Hieroglyphics. We had a CMG from Conscious Daughters, and we had MJG from 8-Ball on MJG, you know what I'm saying? So it was definitely a great show. Hopefully you can check us out, you know, every Tuesday and Thursday. Our, you know, Die For Radio got the illest special guests, you know what I mean? We're definitely doing it big. Actually, next Tuesday, you know, I'm waiting on just a couple more, you know what I'm saying, commitments, but I know for a fact next Tuesday we got Rod Digger, you know what I'm saying, and then we got Lil Nation, the Boss Hog in the house, or not Boss Hog from, you know what I'm saying, Soul Focus Radio, but, you know, everybody heard Picture Me Rolling with Tupac.
Yeah.
You know, we got dude from Picture Me Rolling, you know what I'm saying, and Rod Digger. We're just a good female MC. And then we also got on Thursday,
my
we got Fragile Star. Yeah, and we got Thursday, definitely we got you know what I'm saying? We go ahead and got it down with Jada Kiss, and you know what I'm saying? We also got my man, Fredro Starr from Onyx. So, you know what I mean? We can
Woo!
Do it real big.
Shit!
Moves.
So, yeah, we're going to get it in and Die For Radio. You know what I mean?
Die For Radio.
Always.
Can't lose. We can't lose. We can't miss. Direct hit on the target.
Can't miss.
So give a big shout out because we live right now, man. Tell these people where they can find your music, find you, find what you're doing, find your movement, everything, man. Let them know what's happening. This is, you know, get your promo on.
Word, master of the shameless plugging all day. I'm Killer Ron. That's KillerRonH. Go to KillerRon.com. Peep out the new video. Peep out the podcast. And then yeah, there you go. Hit me up on Twitter at Killer Ron so I can follow you. Promote you as we do on the podcast, and this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
From that point.
And big shout out to Sneak Rothstein and the Drodians and Shut Them Down, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy because, you know, before I had this Die For Radio, this Die For Radio is actually somewhat new, you know what I'm saying? Not as far as me doing hip hop, but as far as me really, you know, knocking out the radio thing and this and that. But I had an exclusive interview before all this shit. You know what I'm saying, with my man Sneak Rothstein, and Shut Him Down definitely puts it in, gets it in, does everything. I got a smooth hookup with my man Big Twin, you know what I'm saying, Infamous Mob in the house. I was actually able to link with him on a personal level, you know what I'm saying, which is big, And that's definitely what, you know, happened, and that's definitely, a good look. And, you know, then you go meet up with these dudes, you know what I'm saying, and it's Planet Asia lives across the street from me, and you're like, oh, really? Okay, what's up with Planet Asia? I don't know, I'll call them, and they'll come through. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely, you know what I'm saying, a good situation to be in Cali. They just over there in Hollywood. So, you know, and I mean, big shout out to Queensbridge and, you know, Sneak Rossi and everything. And you too, my dude, you know, definitely rocking with me for Die For Radio.
Good looking, sir. Good looking.
And again, make sure to give me some tracks because they would definitely get rotation here.
You're going to have it in your box in the morning, if not tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And it will be uploaded by next Tuesday to get it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shamrock.
Absolutely. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to play a couple more songs, you know what I mean? Everybody, you know, doing the thing. It's late. Are you in the East Coast? Where you at right now, my dude?
Los Angeles, California, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in Los Angeles, too. So we on the same... We're in the same time code, so you chilling. You know what I'm saying? My man Sneak over there like, man, I can't even believe I'm still up this late.
Hey, I got a request, Lansky.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to hear that Clockwork, man, by you. That's my shit right there, man. 24/7 grind, you dig?
I'm going to get that Clockwork going, and You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to just rock out to another song or two. And, you know, that's the way it goes down. And I'm going to retire tonight until next Tuesday. But until then, let's do this. Doppel Radio, Gerodian Nation, Mad Fool. Man, big shout out to everybody that supports Doppel Radio. Let's do this.
Hey, yo, yes. This is Rothstein of the world-famous Drodians, Drodians.com, also host the Shut Them Down Radio. But right now, you're listening to my homeboy, Dyer Lansky, on Die For Radio. Lansky, I see you, my G.
I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on.
Hey, yo, my words nowadays, they be hotter than most. But I stay beneath the surface with this knowledge I quote. I look from hope for my family, but it seems they ghost. And not a damn soul around me, so I chose to let go. See, it's clockwork, homie, I've been doing this for years. Hustle of the century, OG got me coughing the tears. Sipping on these beers with my peers like cheers. And not your average clientele, I shit is sharper than spears. And catch a glimpse of what's near. I pose without fear, fuck everything. A run is not the motto that's here. So I keep the coast of roast from those that think that they boast. And when they ain't never had a mix, so I ounces of potion, catching notes of my devotion from the way that it's spoken. Kill a track till it's analog, the needle is broken. Take a step back, artificial rappers I attack with this boom bap. Serious is a heart attack, you catch more than riff rap. Tech smash your piss rap, hit him with the shotty, watch his whole crew kick back. But even then, I'll be true cause it's necessary. Squizzle with the vocals to the point that I'm legendary. Dial force a click and it's me like I'm dead already. Chemical imbalance from the booze and the dreams are steady. Shit is natural, clockwork dramatical. Hit him with that show shot point. Play damage. Yeah, it's clockwork. I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on, I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on.
Hey, yo, I'm 24-7, 360 on my grizzly. I was born to get busy on the M.I.C.Z.Y. Tough 50, said the kitty, but the beat so milky. Be up on my shit till I'm rich and filthy. Fucking 9-to-5, rather die than a lullaby. Victim to a system, tricked to being hypnotized. Why try if it's all sad to be fixed? I was caught up in the mix, but not in this row of bricks. Same shit, different kind of bitch, but the script flip, microphone grip, now we spit it like this. Fuck that, wanted to be live, but never worked. Tried to take my shine every time I rhyme on the verse. Hit him where it hurts, this verse the real curse. When my record sell first, I'ma smile with a smirk. Different kind of trance, when my fans go berserk. Over literary work, I'd never rehearse. So observe on how my words fit in between verbs. I got that verbiage that'll give birth to all you infants. Slow it down just a minute, let me finish what I spit it on my last shit. This here's classic, boom bastic, fantastic. Diamond in the dirt, so amazed by my day-to-day clockwork.
Yeah, clockwork. I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on, I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on.
Yeah, this big maniac from out of Compton. Yeah, you got Dyer Lansky, J-Sos, Die For. And we all on some uncontrollable substance type shit. You got my partner Big Ed, I mean, yeah, they got him caught up, let's just say that. And yeah, Compton in the house, uncontrollable substance. Let's do it.
Mostly real around this time, across the future I'd known. Have me dead in jail, but plenty smart. Not the type you'd be excelling in school, but still plenty sharp. And no time for that stick, the money for my kid to start. Needed a spark, amplify what I'm saying. Multiply times 10, catch effect of what I'm laying. Still the illest that you ever heard. Smoking on the spine of serve. Life from California where studs be on every curve. Never get rap, I keep the street delicious. Super vicious, cold of the superstitions. Eyes wide without the witness. Catch me on my entrance and it's been stupendous. And bliss
streets have me grinning, and now I'm in a position to put my life in remission. But this shit's too real, but it ain't my fault, cause the
streets won't let me chill.
Yeah, and I ain't here to cause drama, I'm just trying to walk, but
the streets won't let me chill.
Yeah, now I'll take a deep breath to see what I got left, but
the streets won't let me chill.
Yeah, I knew you always had to try, cause it's hard to survive when
the
but if you let me chill, homie, I give it back in tenfold. I made mistakes, but it's my fate to be stuck in a chokehold. And never ending cycle with display rage in the front row. They tell me pay the piper, but I'm broke, so it's one more. Swear it never stops, so I'm here till I got no. Glove humping the drop like them cops when the block pole. Hit it with some shots, so I'm wild for my gots. No other option, a plot pole. Don't make Christ, I got more. What it takes to make this happen by any means. Taken by my team to pick a thing, cause these streets are wicked mean. Get me from this guillotine and generate a little cream for my family to live and clean. Then you can bury me, tell them I was living my dream. Witness like the Bar and the King, knowledge always reigns supreme. So who are you questioning? Kinda like a diamond ring and I ain't even about to sing. I guess like the funny thing, the streets just keep on the game. This shit's too real, but it ain't my fault, cause
the streets won't let me chill.
Yeah, and I ain't here to cause drama, I'm just trying to walk, but
the streets won't let me chill.
Take a deep breath to see what I got left, but
the streets won't let me chill.
Yeah, I know you always had to try, cause it's hard to survive when
the streets won't let me chill.
Yeah, come on.
On deck, 5 feedback, mood on deck was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipole Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipole Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipole Radio.
Shout out to Dipole Radio, the kid, Yuck Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die for radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die for radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die for radio.
That's the way it goes down, you know what I mean? I don't mean to laugh on that shit, but fuck it.
Die for...
You know, that was crazy, too, because that was, you know, you know me, Sneak, I never really play my songs like that. But, you know what I'm saying, that was two songs, Clockwork and Streets Won't Let Me, off the Uncontrollable Substance mixtape with me and Bezos. Obviously, Streets Won't Let Me was just with me. Clockwork was featuring Bezos, Die For Productions in the house for show.
That's heat, bro. You got to get that to the people, man. Like you said, I like what you said about the Breaking Bad mixtape, you know, because the Breaking Bad whole little series was about, you know, niggas moving that meth and shit, which was chemicals. And I like how you said, you know what I'm saying? Well, go ahead and elaborate on what you said, because I was like, what? How you broke it
well,
down?
No, the thing was with when I went to the Breaking Bad concept was
right.
Obviously everybody knows the show and the whole thing, and the dude was, he's a biology teacher and a chemist, and you know, the whole thing. But with me, with hip-hop, with Breaking Bad, should I say, and in that character, the Walter White, when it came down to him to being in dire needs, hence
right.
Dyer Lansky, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To me, what was happening was he knew how to make that best product ever. He knew the history
yeah.
of it. He knew
yeah.
when you put the chemicals together, what it did to not only contradict each other, but to also, you know, flow with each other. And he knew how to make the best product ever because he did the research on it. And again, talking to these OGs on the show, you know, you put the history into it. You know where it's been. You know where it needs to be. You know what I'm saying? And you know what it consists of to make it that. And you have that best substance to where people don't want to go anywhere else to hear your music. You have that uncontrollable substance first. And then think about that. I made an album before Breaking Bad called Uncontrollable Substance.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then I went into Breaking Bad, which became that substance that only people wanted. You know what I mean?
So,
because I knew the history. I knew what the motherfuckers wanted to, you know, to do. And hence then after that, Dipole Radio, to where the people and the guests I have on there are part of constructing that chemical. that make me do what I do.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, that's Brosco said, what's your email, man? He wanna get some shit to you right now, unless you want to give it to him behind the scenes.
Oh, no, it's all good. Anyone can hit me up, die4radio at die4productions.com.
Yeah.
Don Dilly.
D-I-E, the number four, at D-I-E, the number four, productions.com.
Send that fire. Don't send no juice, my nigga. Send that heat.
Please.
You know what I mean?
Man,
and we definitely going to do it big. Actually, you know, real quick, because it's a short song, I'm going to drop this. This is off the Dire Lansky Still Down mixtape. This is KT the Legend, J-So, Die For in the house. You know what I mean?
Not in step to the light, I grind a mic, I started flowing hard. It got it to the point, they say I need a bodyguard. I got a bodyguard, but I don't need a bodyguard. My rhymes will leave you haters in the dust like Ducati cars. A local factor, CEO slash rapper. I keep you niggas whining like a pair of bad actors. Hey look, now don't test me, son. I have to join the rain dance on my army gun. I drop beast mode and say no harm is done. Not even a battle rap, I still clown for fun. If this me, and watch your career turn to run. Like a self-made millionaire that's lost his one. Still fucking with me means you're fucking with the family. We'll come up in your crib and take you out up in your jammy. So pump my music, cause my career's so hot. I got random ass people telling me I fucking rock. All alone in the zone with the thing on. Name me favorite rapper, guaranteed to get banged on. All these singers too, bitch ass bastards. 3-point shots to put your brains up in the rafters. This is fair factor. Any MC who claim king, I'm master. Can't run nor hide, I'm much faster. So be a child and act up and watch the team click up and click clack your cat backwards. Getting money, nothing funny on the light side. Shit is getting grimy, time to off hate the dark side. Now who am I to spit the fire, let the lyrics fly? They try, they die, they lie upon their whack rhyme. Am I the only rapper, the magic smashing the rap attack? Rap about the actions that happen around my habitat. Body bagging, rattle rapping, you faggots. Verbal device, dicing and slicing. Mike Tyson, you maggots, I'm hype. But never fighting, I'm writing, striking like lightning, I'm nice. Despite that, my verbalistic incisions suffice. No other shadow wasn't really this nice. Allow me to miss the Miyagi and break that ice.
Warning, the following program contains world premieres, dope MCs, incredible DJs, fat classes, and material which may not be suitable for people with the following medical conditions. Shiny suit syndrome, original aphobia, lame hooks disease, acute player-hating disorder. If you suffer from any of the above, please consult a physician before listening.
I'm large on the street. Large on the street. Large on the street. I'm large on the street. Large on the street. And every time I touch my... And every time I touch my... And every time I touch my... And every time I... I'm large on the street, cause I keep cream. I'm large on the street, cause I keep cream. I'm large on the street, cause I keep cream. I'm large on the street, every time I touch mic, I'm large on the street.
They call me D.I. to the A.R. Lansky way hard, craze bars, hit like crash dummies and test cars. You see me, I got scars, but never talk about my problems. Talk about the way I conquer and solve them. Now everybody listening, but still on some dumb shit. When I'm making moves in and out of my own circumference, wanna tether up like you on my network. When your life really ain't worth that next tail shirt, skirt down the block, homie. Yeah, I'm keeping it gangsta, Riverside till I die. And that ain't a thing to represent, because we all brave-hearted. When you bustin' short, homie, like you was born retarded. And I don't mean to bring you down, but my syndrome's around town. So now you stuck with the sounds and you can frown now. And now you know that I can never be missed. Plus I'm never being seen, so how the fuck I exist, yo. Yeah. And every time I touch my mouth, stop.
I'll take your breath and exhale. See rappers in my jeans, you cannot learn this at full sale. A double XL, rhyme selection to exhale. Taking rap to the point where they really just meant well. Hard time city living, yeah, I mean that. I grab a microphone and manifest where my dreams at. You see me, homie, and there ain't too many options. Haters come a dime a dozen, and my mental be sliding. For better days, but either way, I stay a step away. With weapon spray, hit your face worse than pepper spray. I wreck your day, night, and evening with the death display. Verbal righteousness to watch your hope and dreams drift away.
I'm reloaded, okay? Come on in here, motherfucker! Come on, I'm waiting for you! Why, you ain't coming in? Okay, I'm coming up! Why, you up against me now, motherfucker? I'm gonna blow your fucking brains out! You think you're big time? You let us fucking die, big time! You ready? Here comes the pain!
And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death still, my hand brandishes steel that'll send you a death chill. A rap skill you never heard of, instead of verbal murder. Comatose observer in me, on my side a higher learner. Elevate my game to the top of the food chain. These same names came and took off they hood name. Never knowing what the price of this fame would bring. But death before dishonor, my whole crew on that same sand. I'll be that impeccable, improbable apostle. An attitude that's hostile with a touch of a Picasso. An artist, blow the hardest, regardless who freaks out. The feeling seats now, see my peeps crowd, I'm moving these street crowds. A flaw in the matrix, or back to the basics. When the toxic flows fit and the poison like I laced it. This art will never disgrace it, it's my heart and soul embrace it. So I give it all I got, at least I chased it.
Chased it. Live on the radio, Die For, Sneak Rothstein, Jordian Nation. Getting it in, shut them down, radio. Boom, bam. That's the way it goes. Let me put my man on mute.
What it is?
Getting it in. Well, you already know.
No, nigga. We right here with you, man. Mad 4 in the building. Killer Ron in the building. Dying Lansky in the building. Snake Ross getting. Ross State in the building. Trojans.
That shit crazy. Last of the truth.
Man. I'm telling hey, that last of the truth, bro. I played that shit at work, man, for like eight of my coworkers, you know what I'm saying? They was like, let me hear some of your music. I'm like, yeah, y'all ain't ready, man. I said, I'm going to play y'all a snippet. So I played them my verse, and then I cut it off. And they was like, man, let me hear some more. I said, wait. Let me go to my man's. So I played Joe verse. Man, them motherfuckers start moving their shoulders and shit and got there from side to side. Like, I'm like, damn, y'all up on that shit. I said, I thought y'all was on that Gucci, man, that Shorty Low, that motherfucking Young Draw. They was like, man, that's that shit. I said, we'll buy it when it come out. Put your money where your mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And they're going to have
coming
to.
On iTunes, they got to. They ain't getting shit. Ain't nobody getting shit for free no more, man. We too old, man. We got families. We got kids. We got responsibilities, man. We got shit to take care of. We can't give our shit for free no more, dog.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. Every one of these artists that we've talked to, and we talking some OGs. Yeah, on Die For Radio that I've had in this last couple, like, month and a half, man. You know, some OGs.
Yeah.
And they're like,
no,
I don't give none of my music away. They're like, nope, you got to pay for everything.
Yeah, exactly.
That's shit.
But like Big Twin said, though, and he's a real dude, he was like, man, cats got to start looking out. But see, real recognize real, so we get them favors from those cats that say that, you know, you got to pay for a verse or this and that because they recognize what we're doing and they see that we the last of the truth.
Mm. Yeah, and that's real shit. I mean, man, I can't say it enough. You know, this hip-hop that we got going and this whole coalition we got going and everything we're doing it's all on the right track. I mean, for sure it's all on the right track. And you know, 2014 about to be something very special. You know what I'm saying? It starts out actually on the 10th, you know what I mean, with Cocaine dropping his album. You know what I mean? And that's definitely a big part of the coalition. And you know what I'm saying? But even with, you know, Cocaine is an artist. You know, the coalition is actually what we all doing behind the scenes for the artists, whether it be independent or whether it be, you know what I'm saying, you know, a known artist and this and that, but that's what, you know, that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So definitely, man. Well, I'm about to, you know, I'm going to rock out with a song with you, man. I'm going to go to this paper route. You know what I'm saying? You mind if I play that for these people before we sign off?
Man, everybody out there listening, This that paper route produced by my boy Herminator featuring Black C from the legendary crew RBL Ruthless by Law featuring Butch Cassidy, man. It's off that Zodiac Nation Volume 1. You heard it first here on Die 4 Radio with my bro, man. Diane Lansky, man. Die 4 Production. Zodians.
Yeah, this your boy Black C of that RBL Posse, and you're listening to that Drodian Nation mixtape with my homie Sneak, Irie, Killer, and the homeboy Fury. Do your thing, man. Gia.
R-O-T-I-A-N-S. Drodians, man.
Give me my paper.
Butch Cassidy.
And I want it on time.
It's Sneak.
You can best believe I'ma blow your mind. I'm on my paper route, yeah, and I'm truly the best. And if you disrespect, you sure better wear a vest.
Yeah. Started from the bottom, worked up to the top. Which is the following I control my guy. This game is cold, you better hold your guy. Only name for the top like circus clowns. This war snatch your brothers up like rebounds. Get so much work cause they love the sound. Stay in the zone like touchdown, they rush down. Like special teams. Leave a white tee plus the crease of my jeans. Fresh fits. New kids, yeah. Like the pits. When you filthy rich, they got a different chick to pick on the regular. This killer man, and he going for the juggernaut. From Mexico to Texas, he a smuggler. Changing up like verses and hustles. Street squad, but you stay in the book.
Give me my paper, and I want it on time. Cause if you don't, you can best believe I'ma blow your mind. I'm on my paper route, yeah, and I'm truly the best.
That's right.
I'm on my paper route, yeah, and I'm truly the best.
That's right.
I'm on my paper route. I'm on my paper route. I'm on my paper route, yeah, and I'm truly the best.
That's right.
And if you disrespect, you sure better wear a vest. Yeah.
I've been exposed like child molesters, and I shoot at you dudes like movie directors. Early in the game, but still finish my breakfast. There's nothing to snap to niggas necklace. I've been the wind and mashed out real reckless. Check this dude out, see what he all about. Not about running his mouth. He let his actions be hustling in and out. That's why they call him Sneak. That's why the freak can beat up the chase. And act home for a week, like he homeless, he stay in the streets. California not the sunshine and sandy beach. Everybody trying to get a piece of let the beats release from inner. I'm finna do my thing and rearrange the game in my own words and my own vision. I got up with precision. It all started with a vision. Now I see it clear like Christ has arisen.
Give me my paper, and I want it on time. Cause if you don't, you can best believe I'ma blow your mind.
Check.
I'm on my paper route, yeah, and I'm truly the best.
That's
and if you disrespect, you sure better wear a
vest.
Ever since I was a youngster, your boy was a hustler. Posted in them jets off the page of serving customers. Yeah, I love my customers, they got me accustomed to having 19 so bad bitches giving a pussy.
Ever since I was a youngster, your boy was a hustler. Posted in them jets off the page of serving customers. Yeah, I love my customers, they got me accustomed to having 19 so bad bitches giving a pussy of nah. No nigga pushing up unless he working out. My niggas pushing wet and they can't wait to bust a mile. 50 racks up in the couch, I might just put it on your head. Throw your name to the wolves, the wolves know I break bread. Oh yeah, the goons will pull up in that motherfucking Hummer. And take your top off like it's the middle of the summer. 100 racks for your haters, good dick for the hoes. Real talk for your fakers, big money, open doors. Open doors, so cold, change the name to Chris Kringle. And my chips getting stacked, so I call that shit Kringle. Got a big ass eagle with a big bang. Kinda arrogant and cocky, cause your boy money long for real.
Give me my paper, and I want it on time. Cause if you don't, you can best believe I'ma blow your mind. I'm on my paper route, yeah, and I'm truly the best.
That's right.
And if you disrespect, you sure better wear a vest.
Shit, awful, baby, in the motherfucking house. Man, I was smoking chronic in the middle of that, like, I was choking, I was like, I gotta say something, though. Sitting here with my boy Lazawan, you know what I mean, doing what we do, Los Angeles, California, in the motherfucking house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So good. I mean, hey, so what project did that come off of, man? I mean, I got all your music, but I got it in a big ass file. I don't have really no detail on that. So what are you working with that?
That's off that that first project that we released, the Drodian Nation mixtape Volume 1, and we got the privilege to get world famous DJ Cheddar out of Germany. You know what I'm saying? He blessed us. You know what I'm saying? By hosting that project. And, you know, showed us a lot of love. And Germany was, you know, was requesting us to come out there. But, man, the motherfucking plane tickets, man, $1,400 a pop. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of bread to get over there. You feel me? So, and I'm like, we trying to holler at promoters and shit. And you ain't got the name. You know what I mean? It's all about the name. And you know how that game is, man. You know what I'm saying? The music is hot. But it's like we ain't got the name. But it's like, man, fuck it, man. We out here grinding. You hear what the fuck we doing? You know what I'm saying? Give a nigga a shot, man. Pay for that plane ticket so we can get over there and grind and show motherfuckers how we get out here in California.
Well, that's what 2014 is about. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you know what
sure.
I'm saying? So we're going to definitely be getting that in. So do me a favor. You know what I'm saying? Give your last shout-outs. If your boy's still on the line, give the last shout-outs. And then because we're waiting for that, I'm going to go ahead. I actually had a request from the homegirl, so I got to play it because she's still rocking on the phone with us and doesn't want to talk. I'm going to give you shit tomorrow, girl. Trust me. Either way. Give you all last shout-outs, and I'm going to play this Waiting featuring Mr. Errol Tate off that Breaking Bad. And then, you know, it's a night.
Brosco, go ahead and get him shout-outs, and I'm going to come after you.
Word, word. Man, if you're on Twitter, follow at Killeron. Get at me. I will promote you. I'm down for the collabs. I'm on that free stuff right now, even though they say I got to start charging cats. But I'm still doing it for the love and trying to make some good music at this point. So get at me, Killeron.com. Peep out the Drodians and Dialansky. I'm going to shoot you some music. I'm just sifting through my catalog right now to give you some fire, sir.
Absolutely,
man,
absolutely.
Big
Absolutely.
Shout out to Die For Radio. Big shout out to Die For Radio for presenting this platform and blowing this shit out the motherfucking frame, man. Without Die For Radio, I don't even know if I'll be listening to radio, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm up right now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my dude right now, man. He got me re-inspired. You know what I'm saying? I'm really loving it right now. Big shout out to everybody to keep hip-hop alive. Check Drodians.com. That's Drodians.com. I hope I didn't say it too fast. And, man, shout out to everybody that keep the shit popping, man. Justified, man, the whole coalition. And, you know, we're going to keep it pushing. 2014, man, behold. You better pay attention because we coming with a head full of steam. You dig?
Drodians Die For right now. Dialansky, Breaking Bad, Mr. Errol Tate, Waiting, a hip-hop song for the reals.
I guess time moves fast like a blink of an eye. Yesterday is the past, but hold my future with pride. See, it's been a long time, but now knowing how the others felt. 90 cents a song instead of CDs on these record shelves. The game's changed, but it's good or bad. I still remain the same. Shit, that's all I had. But I'm sitting here waiting for the cycle to complete. Waiting for the realness, waiting for this truth that we see. Scratch my head, wonder where she went. I used to love her like Common, but nowadays I wouldn't even pay her rent. Wouldn't even trip if the homies misused the shit. The way they talk about her, I think she confused but tripped. I'm still here knowing that she'll come around again. The closest to my heart, like it's a part of my neck again. Sipping on this Heineken, I drown my sorrows for my friend. Waiting on the time again, I'm waiting to this very end. Yeah.
So far away, a new start with you. So far away, a new start with you. So far away, a new start with you. So far away. do, but at the same time just fed up. My music stands amongst the best, you heard it, that's straight up. We working with something, I'm time to get it to bumping, so you can make the assumption my team is something I'm bluffing. And we stick it to this route, to keep flowing like it's hereditary. DNA consistent, dope rhymes, that's extraordinary. Down to my very genes, chromosome, I'm pleasing beats. Raised in California, but I'm speaking heat for all my peeps. So if it's Kendrick that controls, set it off for the new age. I tip my hat wisely and freestyle to trade day. Telling you it's page rage, lack of substance, grave days. Hip hop in its final stage, I'm hoping I put many ways. It saved my life, so I'll wait because I have to do it. It controls my fate, everything I knew was for this music. So I choose to move it, put it in its proper place. Let the past become a race, until then I'm just waiting place. Yeah.